Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Craig Collins and Mark Carman. I believe we're calling the show, at least for tonight, Carms and Collins.
No, just take me out of it. This is all about you.
We were standing. We got to sit now.
No, you do.
No, I want to be like you. No,
okay. I mean, I was getting my energy up, and then I just wanted to sit back down. This is all about you. This is your moment. I want you to speak your emotions right now and talk about your journey from producer to host sitting at the big board at WGN.
And you
Radio.
Understand this journey, Mark. You actually understand it very, very well. It's amazing. I am behind the board right now at WGN Radio. I'm sitting on Michigan Avenue in the downstairs showcase studio. Every part of this, when you start the process here, is something that we want. I think a lot of us who work in radio do want this moment, but not many of us get to touch it. So it's nice for just this one night that it seems like I'm going to get to do this unless somebody comes in and drags me out of here. At some point, I'm worried, though, that someone's coming in that door and saying, you know, it's not working out. We're taking you out right now.
Okay, well, let's recap already.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. I didn't mean to have a bad
No, it's totally fine. No, you're nailing it.
On your first ever
Yeah, I was literally going to send this to all of my family, but now...
I'm just going to talk you down a minute. Nobody is coming through that door to take you off the
air. Oh, no, we have two people. Except Patty's walking in.
Except for Elliot Serrano.
Elliot Serrano's in here. By the way, actually, real quick, I do want to thank Patty. Elliot, I'll thank you, too, since you're standing in front of me. But Patty Vasquez literally is one of the reasons why I believe that I'm here right now.
I would say is the reason.
Yeah, for sure, because... 3-ish years ago, I started on Sunday nights with Patty. I was actually working Sunday nights with Milton Rosenberg, of all people, and then we transitioned to some other shows, and Patty was one of those shows. And immediately, you let me on air. You're one of the only people that I worked with here that from night one said, go ahead, Craig, open your microphone, talk as much as you want, say whatever you want. And from that, we developed sort of a chemistry that worked into your now full-time show, so congratulations. Even though it's been 2 years, I've never gotten to say it as a host. Congratulations to you, Patty. It's so wonderful. And I'm now here. I'm sitting in front of the microphone as a host of this show. It is incredible. So once again, thank you so much, Patty, for seeing that I deserved a shot to get to talk to you at night on the station.
Patty can't respond because she's at the door right now. So I'll respond.
She's being respectful and trying not to sit at a microphone.
Yeah, I'll respond for her. I thought that, Craig, you've done an incredible job on Patty's show. You guys have a phenomenal rapport. And you do. You do.
Well, thank you.
And, you have shown yourself to have on-air talent, and management heard you, and, they're giving you an opportunity. Now,
I feel like if you talk about me for the whole time, this opportunity.
Well, this is the best moment of your career.
It is.
So, as of right now,
this is absolutely the best moment of my career.
So I think that is something to celebrate, and I think I'm serious. It made me, because I have a huge ego, I had to think about the greatest moment of my career that I would
see that I would
equate to you, because this is, you're making it out like this is the only one time that you'll ever get to do this, which I suppose is a possibility.
It is definitely a possibility.
But that's not the way to look at it. So the first time,
I'm getting shot with my marshmallow bow and arrow. Man, I regret getting that from the guys at Sweets and Snacks right now. No, please, Carm, go ahead.
No, well, now Elliot's shooting me with the bow and arrow and the marshmallows. Okay, that's why. And we are on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I ever covered a Chicago Cubs game, I was driving down, and I was in the car, Shante, and I heard this outstanding song on the radio. That's right.
Okay.
It was the Wallflowers.
The Wallflowers are wonderful. Do you want to, wait, let's let this soak in for a second.
Yeah. Now imagine it.
Okay.
It's like 9:30.
Sure.
I'm on the Edens. I'm fully credentialed.
Is it nice out?
It's not nice out.
Okay.
It's a rainy day.
I apologize for asking.
And I know that I'm going to get to go into the Cubs clubhouse and be on the field and talk to the Cubs.
Is there a specific Cub you were hoping to talk to?
Probably at the time, Doug Glanville.
Okay.
And I didn't know if I would ever get to do it again.
Right.
I mean, it was a huge day.
And a year later, Doug Glanville went to your birthday party.
Not exactly.
Okay, all right, fine.
But the point was that, like, I remember driving down in my Ford Escort, which I'm still driving, and just feeling like, let's remember this moment.
Yeah.
And this was the tune, man. And that was 1997, so I still remember it.
You know,
so you'll always remember this moment. That's,
you know, it's
that's
weird,
my
though,
point.
Mark. I feel a little bit like the second relationship that you use the same song for, because you just put that as part of my moment now. This song is now part of my forever first segment on WGN Radio as a host,
right.
And I feel like I'm now the second person that that gets that. Now it's one of those relationships where you like the song so much, even though the girl changes, it's still your song.
Yes, and that's exactly. And
but you can never. You already told me you're not supposed to tell the second person that it's the same song. You're supposed to lie about that forever.
Now that's a whole other level that I didn't expect us to go into. But I think for you, the final countdown.
Okay, go ahead.
The final countdown is
that was
always
my moment.
That's your moment,
right?
And I just respect people that you know, go for what they want in life, and things. In this business or any business, most businesses do not come easy. You have to battle your way.
This is true.
And you've battled your way, man. Look at you.
Well, thank you, Mark. We're going to try to transition off of how awesome this is for me be respectable hosts.
Well, I have a way to not do that because I still want to make it all about you. So your greatest moment in your career, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's all celebrate with Craig as we open up.
And even we don't have to keep this specific to careers because this is one of a few really great moments in my life. I'm not going to say it's better than my wedding, but it's better than a lot of stuff. So go ahead, 312-981-7200. Let's get super positive at 2:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And talk about great moments that you remember in your life and maybe what song was playing.
Right, and that's love to hear a musical accoutrement to your greatest moment. That'd be outstanding. And,
okay.
And we're all in this together, Craig. We're here till 5.
Oh, amen. This is Collins and Carms or Carms and Collins?
You're the headliner,
just this one,
baby.
I'm going to do Collins and Carms. On 720 WGN, more after this. Nice. This is Craig Collins. We are part of Carms and Collins tonight on WGN Radio.
I like to come up with the stage for 720 WGN because we're all part of the team.
Amen. Amen to that. And we are taking calls, I believe.
Well, we are about to talk to some people, Craig, about their greatest day ever, as you're having your greatest day ever. I do slightly apologize.
Yeah, go ahead.
That you have to do it with me. I feel like I should.
I would pick nobody else, Mark.
Honestly, I feel like I should leave and just let you take over.
Just let me sit there.
Live a dream.
With a whole bunch of dead air every once in a while until I do my live read?
Well, no. We had a little communication breakdown right there.
It's technical snafu. It's all right. We got Mike on the line. You are with Carms and Collins on WGN Radio. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm fine, Craig.
Good.
I want to say to you, I'll say something complimentary to you. You're
Michael.
Very good on the radio. I hear you on Patty's show a lot.
Thank you.
And I don't know what's wrong with WGN because they got two guys working there that they could can right now.
Could
give you one of their jobs or Carmen one of their jobs.
Okay, so, no, Mike, I really appreciate the positive things, and it's funny because we're talking about the best moments in our careers right now. So, Mike, again, I love the fact that you like what I do on the air, but I like our whole lineup on air, and I just want to say that I want to keep things positive tonight, and I want to keep things going in a way that kind of says, hey, we're happy to be here, and we're not besmirching anybody else. We're just really, really happy with what's going on.
No, so, I wanted to hear who Mike wanted fired.
No, again, Mike, thank you so much for the call, man. You are great, and I agree that Mark is also great.
I mean, Collins is just taking over. He just be potted down, Mike. I really wanted to know he was firing. Which is fine.
No, it's fine.
Let's keep it positive. It's good for me.
We have a lot of programmers out there that are listeners. And we also have Harold on the line. Harold, hey, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, don't they call you to call sometimes?
What's that? No. That is Andy Herman. No. So you're remembering, because I actually started on the Nick D show. He's another of the many people I should thank at some point about being here, because Nick was the first show I produced regularly. And he actually, his producer before me was Andy Herman. That was the count.
I got it screwed up.
No problem at all, Harold. But I did work that show for 3 years.
You call Accountant Carms, but then
show away
to somebody else.
Harold, don't apologize. I like that. I will go by Andy Herman's nickname and do justice to the Nick D show, and I'll be the count for a little while.
I remember Andy Herman. He was
not
a good man.
Well, you could just call yourself Andy Herman as well. Probably.
I should. Yeah, okay, screw it. I'll just go by Andy Herman this whole time. This is a great moment in Andy Herman's career. Way to go. He actually also does still produce a show here at WGN.
He does?
Still, yeah, with Mike Stevens, another producer. Broham, if you knew him from the Nick D show. They work together, and Nick actually promotes their shows every Friday night. Friday morning, I guess. Yeah.
So I wonder what their favorite moments were.
I'll call Andy. I'm going to wake Andy up for you, Harold, because it sounds like you're a big Andy fan. But we'll get him up, and we'll try to figure out what his moment is.
Well, congratulations. Great for you.
Thank you so much, man. You're great.
630 texting, and Craig, you should have a show. You're smart and funny. Kick some ass.
Man.
630, honestly, Craig, this is a different 630. I just want to make sure that we all know. Honestly, Craig is a natural at hosting. He knows everything about it. He has a great radio voice. Dude's killing it. But I wish he had more Game of Thrones talk.
Oh, no.
Hodor is texting in.
630, do not push me there because, again, just like talking about myself for 3 hours, I could do 2.5 hours of Game of Thrones talk. And, again, we will never get another show. I could talk about Hodor and how horrible that was, but how perfect that was for his character. It was so emotional. And actually, I pitched you, Mark, an idea to talk about super emotional things that we've seen, whether it's in sports or TV shows.
What did I say?
You said you loved the topic, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was a Bulls reference of some kind.
I bet I did. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I do. My one of my many jobs is for a website called fansided.com. Mm-hmm. So we do videos. Thanks, Decker.
Woo-hoo! I'll do it too, Decker.
So we do videos on, well, they have a whole Game of Thrones website for winteriscoming.net, right?
Oh, yeah.
And the lunatics that you are, I mean, that thing gets huge numbers. I mean,
we're not lunatics at all. This show is great. And the way that this character dies, he's one of the only innocent, lovable characters left who's not left anymore in the show, and he dies saving everybody.
Right.
So that's perfect.
If you don't know about Hodor, you're not alone, but Hodor was this gentle giant of a man.
Oh, he was.
See, I know this.
Such a beautiful man.
Right, and he could only say, what, Hodor?
That's he could only say one Hodor word, and you actually find, I don't want to spoil everything, because this
don't
episode just
it.
Came out, and we are live on the air. When actually I spoil stuff, it's typically on my podcast, where it's a lot easier to not hear it, but if you're jumping in the car and a huge Game of Thrones fan, pop this on, I just ruined everything for you.
No,
I just ruined your life. Yes.
And any huge Game of Thrones fan can't be under a rock to the level they don't know that Hodor's dead.
Anyone that uses the internet over the last week or so probably knows, and I love that the theme song is now on. That is great.
This is the theme song?
That is the theme song to Game of Thrones. We're flying through Westeros right now.
Decker, before you leave...
No, Decker's mic is on. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't turn it on earlier. Decker, you're with us.
Decker, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I've actually only seen one episode, and it was the Red Wedding.
It was probably the best one episode of television you've ever seen, though, right?
It was pretty, really good, actually. Like, I remember blood coming out of somebody's eyes,
yeah,
and they drank the...
Yeah. A lot of people die.
That doesn't really make it sound like it's the best episode ever, that blood was coming out of someone's eyes.
I actually spent the entire episode bugging my roommate, going, oh my god, who is that? What are they doing? Why are they doing that? What is up with that?
Oh, no.
And they were like, just shut up and watch, and I just couldn't.
Do you guys do that? Are there any other shows that your friends force you to watch, like,
yeah,
seasons in, and you say, I'm not prepared for this, I'm not ready to do any of this show,
yeah, I don't
and
have
then
any
you
friends.
Annoy the crap out of them? Mark,
I actually make people watch...
Even lady friends, Mark.
I make people watch...
They come and they go, Craig.
Oh, my God, why am I blanking on the name?
Oh, my God, we're having
like
a different
Nick Offerman,
yeah,
and...
Nick Offerman?
Nick Offerman's great.
And
are you
Amy
talking
Poehler
about Parks and Recreation?
Parks and Rec, yes.
Yeah.
But even though I don't feel like you need to necessarily watch
no,
all
not
of
that
the seasons,
one. Yeah.
But I'm always like, oh, my God, don't you love the Little Sebastian one? And people are like... No,
well, any of those
that
comedy shows, Seinfeld, 30 Rock, there's
yeah
jokes that they put in there that are for the super fans. The Simpsons does it all the time.
Yes.
There's these jokes that if you've been watching for a long time, okay, this was for people who get it, but most of the show, like you said, is for anybody. And now
also,
we're reviewing television, which is what I typically do here, so this is great. We're all in my wheelhouse right
Broad
now.
City and Difficult People, two favorite shows
I
on,
see those
on Hulu right now.
You have
now
to challenge me to a binge challenge, Decker.
I know. I haven't been on your podcast.
No, you haven't. I want to do that, and Mark hasn't either.
Well, I haven't, but I'm – hold on a second. You two can just sit there and watch television and aim – because if I'm that sedentary, I am falling asleep. Like that –
Okay, wait. That actually brings up an interesting thing for me, Mark, too. Do you fall asleep at movies, like in movie theaters?
If I'm tired, I do.
Okay.
If I go into the movie theater tired, I am 100% falling asleep for at least 10 minutes.
312-981-7200. I want people to call in who fall asleep in movie theaters because I don't understand you. I don't get it. If I pay $57,
yeah.
I pay a lot of money to go in, big giant screen in front of me, booming sound. That's not a place where I'm going to fall asleep. That's a place where I'm going to be
awake. If you're that tired, you will
comfortable
crash.
Chair, dark room,
yep.
Movie. Sometimes if I haven't seen the movie, I might not instantly get hooked on the plot. And
yeah, exactly.
I get instantly hooked in my head.
Okay.
Night.
Well, then follow-up question to both of you. I know we have about a minute till the news. You guys get roped into a lot of movies you don't want to go to? Is that something that happens a lot?
No.
Do your friends drag you to a bunch?
Boyfriend
does?
Now, yeah.
Okay. And what are these?
Wait. She got to B-O-Y-F and stop. Boyfriend.
It's so weird to me. I haven't had a boyfriend for a really long time.
You got
and so
one,
now
Deckard.
I'm like, I've got one and I'm like, oh man.
What's the
He wants to take me to comic book movies.
Yeah, see, exactly. What's the genre of these movies? Comic book movies. That makes
movies.
Sense.
Even though he did take me to the newest Richard Linklater movie, I can't remember the name of it, but it's like, he did Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Like The Way We Were or something. I don't remember the name. However, it was a hilarious movie and I fell asleep in it. Because I can't stay awake if it's past like 9 o'clock at night.
Hold on, let's get back to boyfriend. You stopped yourself on the F because it was uncomfortable for you.
A little uncomfortable.
But
I don't know why.
It wasn't that like he would be listening and you're like, he doesn't want to be called that.
Oh no,
we're
all over Facebook.
We are not shy. Yeah,
no,
I've been introduced to this guy as her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he shook my hand like, hey, I'm Decker's boyfriend.
Yeah.
So it's very confirmed.
That's aggressive.
I like him. I like to introduce him to people. I like having him on the air. Like, it's just weird though when he's not around me to be like, oh, my boyfriend. Cause I'm like not that type.
You didn't sound like that at all though, Decker. You definitely did it in a much better
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes I feel like it.
And you just should know that his taste in movies is impeccable. It really is. Those movies are so good. Batman vs. Superman aside.
Still fall asleep though.
Okay.
Right now we're in the middle of watching Star Wars cause I've never seen it.
What?
I know. So we finished the first half of the first Star Wars, but I haven't actually completed the movie yet.
We paused it. I love the story. I have to stop you though because the producer and me is saying hit the news on time and I'm 27
producer
seconds
me
late.
Is like dying right
we
now.
Have Roger Badish sitting upstairs wanting to do a newscast.
I was just
going to
say that Decker, you and your boyfriend are adorbs.
Oh. I know. I'm sorry. We are.
You guys are showing. They so are.
Badish, you're stalking Decker's Facebook page. That's more.
We're all over Facebook.
They're
we can't
all,
help
can't,
it.
Yeah. Every time I turn it on, oh, bam! There's another picture of them in a photo booth or running down the street or on the lakefront or.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Roger, I fed you the news and you didn't go, so I'm now reading texts from the 312. If the movie isn't good, I'll fall asleep. Explain why, 312. Guys, call in. Tell me why you fall asleep in a giant movie theater. And I know what Mark said. I know what Decker said. I still need more because that's not enough. That the seats are comfortable. You're in a
they
giant...
They serve liquor.
I think I want to
Some of them do.
I think I want to date Lisa on the text line. Hi, guys. Not only will I fall asleep during movies, I've literally fallen asleep during a Springsteen concert. Yeah.
Same. Lisa, girl, I fell asleep at Lollapalooza.
And there have been other venues as well. Lisa, that is very ambiguous. I don't know what the other venues are.
I mean, I grew up going to Ravinia, rough life, starting in the northern suburbs.
North Shore kid.
North Shore kid.
Okay.
You know, they'd have massive classical concerts, booming sound. I was done.
Oh, 231. Roger, why aren't you doing the news?
Bye, Roger.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. 720 WGN. This is Carms and Collins on the air doing a live radio show. I assume for one and one time only, but that's fine. We're here and we're loving your text. Lisa, you're still texting in.
Don't assume, Craig.
No, it's okay.
It's one and one time.
Hey, that's the better way to approach something, right? If you don't have expectations.
Low expectations.
Then everything you get is good.
Program director.
I feel like we're going to hear Carms and Collins more than
it's
one
coming
time.
Back. We'll do it in like my apartment sometime if the radio doesn't give us back
Podcast.
Another show.
773's texting in. Craig, great job. Glad to hear you on air. Just a suggestion. Give a breakdown at the beginning of what you have planned.
That's a great
for the
suggestion,
show.
773. The only problem is
Todd
since,
Manley checking in.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. The only problem is that
Hi,
since
Todd.
I kind of produced Patty's show before this and Mark and I, we don't actually exactly know what's coming up. We have sort of an idea. But we're gonna nail it.
I know that at some point tonight we're gonna do Ask Craig and Carm.
Carm anything.
And anything exactly. And if you ask us anything outside of like social security numbers,
yeah.
and we don't answer, you will win whatever we have to give away.
Alumel Nannies. We have Alumel $25 gift card.
None of your business.
It's damn similar, Decalogue.
I'm thrilled that this is your segment.
I haven't done None of Your Business in so long.
I love that segment. So I'm excited to hear you guys be like, that's none of your business.
Did you hear the great Caps moment on your show around the girlfriends?
Yes.
That was so amazing. Cap, if Kathy or Judy, what would you pick? I didn't think he was going to answer. He's like, I'd give Judy a spin.
Yeah.
Like
not even a thought.
No hesitation. And I was like, oh my God, this is a great segment. This is working out better than
we've now hit a point where we're sending
it
to the Silver Domes.
He did not say, that's none of your business. He was
Did Cap ever give anything away? Did he ever not answer a question?
I feel like I heard one time.
I think he would give something away just to give something away.
Oh, got it.
But I feel like if it got too
personal with him and Mindy, he was like,
and then real quick, before we go on too far, I just want to say that Lisa apparently has also fallen asleep to Jesus Christ Superstar, Forever Tango, and River Dance. The last one I don't understand at all, because there's people dancing on stage that are being really, really loud, Lisa.
Girl, Lisa, I love me some Jesus Christ Superstar.
So I have a question for you, Mark. We have talked a lot about your dating life, and I'm glad that you've opened us up to all that.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the J Swipe, I believe, which you're very happy about.
It's my newest dating venture, yes, the J Swipe.
So wait, is J Swipe? It's not J-Date. Is it Tinder?
J-Date is the website.
Tinder for Jews, Decker.
It is a Tinder for Jews.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
Yeah,
I'm curious, though, Mark.
I know you have a boyfriend.
I got my boyfriend from Tinder, so I'm all about the online dating.
I'm curious, though, Mark, if you're closing yourself off to some other options out there. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there is a new hot mugshot that's out right now. This is a girl that's out. Look at her. Here, I'm going to show you a photo. This is the lady. She's taken her mugshot recently.
I like her.
I'm always surprised when these go viral, when somebody gets arrested and they're just really attractive, so everybody celebrates that. She didn't exactly do nothing wrong. She got in trouble for some bad stuff, but she's beautiful. So there's that at least. And maybe, I don't think she's going to be on J-Date.
So you're telling me that this woman has been arrested, and that's what she's going with for her dating profile?
A little bit. Here you go, Decker. Well, this is the latest hot mugshot. These go viral every so often. Wow, this is difficult.
Oh, so
more difficult than it should be.
The viral hot mugshot. Okay.
Yes, correct. Mm. She is the most recent one.
I don't really feel like she's that hot, but I mean, she's a cute girl.
It says, in the vein of Jeremy Meeks, who was the hot felon, and the hot mugshot guy, Sean Corey, comes Sarah Seawright, a.k.a. Prison Bay. She is Prison Bay out right now on the internet. A woman who either just sucks at driving or helped carry out an armed robbery, you decide. Because she was kind of driving the getaway car, but maybe she was just really confused with where to drive. And she didn't know the other people in the car may have robbed some place.
So you're telling me that her story was that they asked for a ride to the bank. I said, sure.
Sure.
And then I didn't really realize they were going to rob the bank,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm in jail?
Yeah, she has been charged with aggravated robbery, first-degree battery, kidnapping, hindering apprehension, and tampering with evidence. But her story is that her friends wanted to go to the bank. She took them there. They did some robbing stuff, and then she drove them away, still not knowing they robbed anything. So when she was driving poorly, that's just the way she drives.
Yeah, well, so that would be so.
I love her mugshot because it's just kind of like that half smile, like, I don't even know why I'm really taking my picture.
I don't even know why I'm here at all.
I'd like to say hello to Aubrey Mumpower walking by
Aubrey,
outside.
Aubrey, what's up, Ops?
That is my favorite. Aubrey Mumpower.
Everybody should know Aubrey Mumpower.
If I may make a suggestion,
which
is off topic, then in the next WGN Hall of Fame, I'd like to see Aubrey Mumpower get in there.
Truth.
Right? I mean, the guy's been here before the station started.
He told me so many stories when I very first started, circa 2008.
So when you guys first met Aubrey, did he appear like the engineer that you would project or kind of envision? He is the perfect engineer, right? The guy who's been here a while, he's got long white hair.
Yeah.
He's just the perfect embodiment of that kind of long-running engineer at a radio station.
I mean, I wouldn't go so far to say he's perfect. I think he's made, like, one mistake once, perhaps.
I mean, visually. He's a guy that you look at him, and I would know he's a radio engineer without having anything connected to this industry.
I love his stories. Like, he has the best stories from back in the day. And he also posted pictures of, like, him on Lakeshore Drive. And, mm-hmm. Chicago, like, this is from circa 1970. Chicago looks completely different. And I'm just like, oh my God, Ops, these are amazing. Like, you need to post more of them.
You need to get paid for this stuff.
Yeah, he's very shy about it, but.
Long white hair on an Aubrey that doesn't seem to ever grow or get cut.
And no.
It's so true. It's been the same length. Oh, here we go.
We're just bringing our guest right in studio. Angelica, can you take this seat right here? This first one right here?
Who is this?
I am very excited about this. Yeah, nice to meet each other.
Hello.
Mark, I believe that some of our listeners were asking when you filled in for Patty the other day, and then again when you called in the other night
the
to tell me...
The smell in this studio just got way better. I'm not going to lie.
Interesting. They were asking about an update because they remember that a girl was walking by the Showcase studio right as you were mentioning that you were currently single and maybe on the mingle, and a young lady was talking to us over the air from outside saying that she might be interested in you. I have tracked down said young lady. Mark, meet Angelica.
Hello, Angelica.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I am excited about this, although I do have some bad news.
What have you done here, Craig?
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm an amazing producer, so you give me one person in all the world to track down, and I'm going to do it. That's what I got to say first and foremost.
I call it stalking, but it's also, as a producer, it's called doing your research.
Oh, no, we stalk. Producers stalk constantly. That is the way you are a good producer.
Yes.
I actually once booked somebody by contacting their mom. There was an actress that Nick D wanted real bad. She wouldn't answer me.
Good
her PR
job,
people wouldn't
Craig.
Answer me. I tweeted her mom, and the mom was like, oh, I love WGN. Yes, we'd love to do that.
Love that.
But anyway, we're missing the point.
That's awesome.
We stalked you. He stalked you. So we know everything
I did.
About
we
you.
Stalked you. So I have some bad news first. I did find out a little bit more about Angelica before I had her on tonight.
Okay.
She may have been teasing you just a tad when she was walking by the Showcase studio, and she may not actually be single. But she is going to give you some tips and maybe recommend some ladies that she thinks might also be interested in you.
Oh, really?
So this is very exciting,
true?
Yes.
I mean, did Craig read a Wikipedia, or is this, like, real fact that are you not single?
That is true.
Yeah, here, get up to the microphone. Just make sure to be close to the microphone. Unfortunately, Angelica, you are engaged, correct?
Yes, I actually am engaged.
And she's from New Jersey, which I think is awesome, by the way.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 20.
Okay,
you're engaged at 20.
Again, yeah.
I mean, congratulations. That's great with the wedding.
Thank you. There is no date set yet.
Okay. That's even better.
I'm sorry, right. Mark.
Yeah, no,
so I teased.
I'm very happy for you, Angelica. That's outstanding.
Right. So let's get to the point, though. You do think that Mark can attract a lady, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
and
cool.
I think, well,
what
I'm
are my
sure.
great qualities, Angelica?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go ahead and list some of the qualities.
Apparently, you fall asleep at movie theaters, as I heard you say about 10 minutes ago.
I did her research.
I did mine
Are you attracted to a man that falls asleep at a movie theater?
Absolutely.
Okay,
then
good.
You can't complain about anything.
That's true.
Good answer.
Click, I'll sleep.
Okay. And you get all the popcorn or whatever.
Exactly.
Other.
Exactly. And the soda.
Right.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So what else? What do you think? Maybe the way that Mark dresses. Let's go ahead and criticize everything. Let's turn him into a guy that's going to pick up a lot of ladies.
I really like those jeans, Mark.
Oh, nice.
They look very nice on you.
What about this frosted
mini? I was just going to say, what about the Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats t-shirt?
Yeah, you know, that's super attractive.
Okay, I believe you. Yeah, no, don't. You didn't have to add that. I believed you. We were going to go with that. What are you wearing, Mark? What is the jeans?
I mean, to me, this is a casual, hip, overnight tee when you're, you know, I want
to. I wouldn't necessarily say Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats is a hip tee. But
it's hip. It's hipster.
It's casual, for pajamas.
Kellogg's Frosted Mini Wheats has stood the test of time.
Amen.
I mean, I like to eat them, but I would not look at that t-shirt and be like, oh, you're trendy.
You preach,
I'd
Mark
like,
Harmon.
That's kind of a little weird.
Tell me wonderful things about Frosted Flakes. They are amazing.
Well, the Frosted Mini Wheat, Craig. I mean,
no, I'm going Frosted
it's
Flakes.
More healthy.
I'm just going to pretend
healthy.
You're wearing a different shirt because Tony the Tiger is one of my favorite cartoon cereal people of all time.
If you had Tony the Tiger, we might be like, rare.
See?
Mark.
Okay, good. We're finding the
but
right cereals to wear.
But you've got a Mini
Wheat. Yeah. That was a mistake.
That makes me think that I should reevaluate things and go with the Frosted Flake. You know what's great about a Frosted Flake? If you throw you have your normal milk, but you just throw like a drop of half and half in there. Because it's really, telling you, just to cream it up a little bit. Because if you're going to have sugar cereal like that, you might as well, that's a
just
dessert.
Go all out.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, let's live the stream.
773. That was awesome. Wait for the win. Wait, real quick, though, from the 773, and I apologize for doing this, but, Mark, the listeners are actually turning on you as well. And, again, Angelica is engaged. She's just recommending maybe some stuff Mark can do to attract ladies. But from the 773, please mention that Mark sleeps at night with stuffed animals. Is that attractive? To go to sleep at night with at least one stuffed animal.
Ew.
That is so cute, Mark.
Oh, look, we got one yes and one no.
Hold on a second.
I think it all depends on how you feel about stuffed animals.
I think it depends on how you sleep, too.
Oh, wow. That is a good point.
Are you going to cuddle the stuffed animal more than you're going to cuddle me?
Exactly.
Now, that's also a good question.
No, see, this is what happens. When no.
And what stuffed animal?
I have.
Oh, so judgy right now. I am.
Turning tiger.
I have a duck. His name is Arnold. You should be listening to Pretty Late More.
Uh-huh.
He's a major character on the show.
He is.
And Arnold and I, normally, if I'm so fortunate as to perhaps be dating someone, Arnold has his own little spot. But when said person goes away, Arnold occasionally will get, you know, he's just there. He's hanging out.
Does Arnold kind of look a little dirty, and has he, like, been drooled on?
Here, real quick, too.
No, has he ever been washed?
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, we have to address something in the room. 312-981-7200. Tell me if this has happened to you. We have two ladies in studio. They're kind of critiquing Mark, and they started to go off with each other off microphone, giggle and laugh and say stuff that we didn't hear. And that's the most dangerous stuff. That stuff that you guys said that we didn't know what it was, you both looked and kind of giggled. Mark, there's something bad there. There's some sort of update we need to find out that they just didn't say to us at all.
I mean, I wasn't all bothered by it. I'm
telling you, it's there.
No, they're dangerous. Decker's judging all over me.
I never thought you would be a stuffed animal person.
Well, seriously.
If you knew the backstory, you'd respect it.
Go ahead.
Okay, is it from your mom?
Sure.
No. Don't feed answers. Mark, what is the backstory of Harold?
No, he's just got Arnold.
No, I'm going to call him Harold now.
His name is Arnold. Please, this is like long history. He's just been around. You can't get rid of Arnold. And Arnold does not dominate at all. You don't even know he's there.
Okay.
But, you know, you make the bed and you put the duck on the...
stuffed animals. I don't know why. It's just like, a thing.
Do you hate real animals? No. Are you an animal person?
I'm not an animal person.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, see, now I...
I know. I mean, I have a heart, but never have pets.
Don't feel bad saying that, Decker, because some of us are just not animal people.
I'm not an animal person.
I don't...
It was really hard to actually produce Steve Dale's show for a while.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't really do pets. And he's all about dogs and cats.
Great,
and
Steve.
I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, awesome.
Thing.
Well, I want to know what they said to each other when they weren't on their microphones. We're going to take a break here. We're going to figure that out. 312-981-7200. Give me two things. Tell me if you've ever experienced something like that, or give Mark more tips. Let's give Mark dating tips for a few more minutes. Anything you got. Thank you. 312-981-7200. More with Carms and Collins on 720 WGN. WGN, Carms and Collins. Carms, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Craig. I'm a little uneasy because there is an attractive woman in the studio.
There are two attractive women in the studio.
Oh, you guys are so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Angelica is definitely way more attractive, though.
Well, and maybe Carms,
known I've
Decker
known
Decker
since 2008.
Yeah, we're like all brothers and sisters, except not Angelica. She's good people.
She's not related to any of us.
She's definitely not in the WGN family. This
right.
This is a whole other game.
So you want me to try to connect these stories, the story that we were just talking about your dating life and then, I believe, pets and a story that's out there?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. The men who live as dogs were just the same as people on the high street. There is a story out there about guys who choose to live as animals. They choose to
that's
live as
weird.
Dogs. And this is not a fetish thing, per se. This is just a... My life is lived in a dog suit as a dog.
That's weird.
Okay, that's uncomfortable.
I feel actually awkward right
so
now.
So we're all really sure that this is not okay at all. So you wouldn't have a pet. I assume you would not date dog man.
If there was... No, I would never date a dog man. Ever if a guy said... Oh my gosh, I think I want to dress up as a dog.
It's easy to laugh at a grown man.
Sit in your house. I'd be like... I'm breaking up with you right now.
It's easy to laugh at a grown man in a rubber dog suit chewing on a squeak toy. Maybe too easy, in fact, because to laugh is to dismiss. But these guys are just living their true life. And I believe, Mark Carman, you say constantly to live your life. You be yourself, be the best yourself you can be. Are these guys being the best themselves they can be?
Well, that's a thing there, Craig. Perhaps they are. I think that's you know, it's not something for me,
right?
Clearly,
sure.
To go dog suit,
right?
And
it is bold. It is a new look. I think it could work on J Swipe.
Yeah, I don't think that works anywhere. But listen, you got to do you, right?
Right.
And if that's you,
any way you can.
I obviously you heard I was very against this. But
right.
when you phrase it like that, I'm like, okay, yeah, you okay. do you. If you want to do that, whatever.
Right. You do your life. Well, that was my
Angelica,
best attempt.
What do you think?
That was my best attempt to connect stories. Go ahead, Angelica.
It may be easier to date a dog than it is to date a man. So.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay. Look at her. She's throwing zingers now.
I
that
like
was
that.
A zinger.
Mark, I'm sorry. So I might like you better as a dog.
Oh, and by the way, from the 847, Angelica.
Mark, if you were to dress up as a dog, what dog would it be?
I think
so,
actually,
so happy Saint
Bernard.
One of the loves of my life was my roommate's dog, Belle, the great Belle, who we lived at 2848 North Southport together and really bonded. That was a long time ago. I think Belle has left the building forever, but hashtag Belle. So there was a bonding moment there with that was about a 45-pound lab. Who we had a great jaunt over to Wrigley Field when we really bonded. I had to go pick up some tickets or buy some tickets or something, and I said, Belle, do you want to walk to Wrigley with me? And Belle said yes, and we went to Wrigley, and I showed Belle who Belle was trying to lead the way, and I said, no, 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 that would be at the Carm on Twitter. We'll be showing the.
Oh my!
Please follow me. It makes me feel
that
better
nice.
About my life. So. Yeah, that's the love of my dog life, Craig.
So you would be a lab, basically, is to answer that question.
Well,
you would
be
a black lab or a yellow lab?
I mean, I feel like I actually am part dog in the fact that I like to run around every day. You know, I just need to run around
to
feel right.
Do you sniff other people's butts?
Yeah, do you fetch stuff, too?
Now we're getting too personal.
You said you were dog-like. I'm just curious. It's like that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, they really do.
Dogs chase after tennis balls. I played tennis today.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Big win over Mahmoud. In the club tournament, first rounder, huh? I was down 1-0.
Congratulations.
Came back in with a 6-1, 6-0 crushing.
Oh, when are you going to beat Bill Leff?
Bill Leff actually called me yesterday to play. I said, Bill.
Bill, you can't take it.
Bill, we've been there. We've done that. It's just.
You've crushed him.
I've had to, you know, put Bill crushes me in ping pong and,
Carms and Collins is now fighting with other shows. This is now official. We are challenging another show to at least a tennis match. Maybe this isn't a fight. But this is a tennis off. Bill and Wendy, I'll be your double. I'm not very good. Maybe Wendy's more skilled than I am. Why don't we play them in tennis?
The best thing about playing Bill Leff with tennis or getting a call from Bill Leff to play tennis is that he's exactly the same on the phone as he is on the air. I mean, there's like seven jokes in 2 minutes, and then we just hang up. And sorry, I couldn't make it today. I wish I could have played with Bill the other day, and I look forward to get back out on the court with Bill.
You know what I'll do? I'll transition. I want to transition off the topic because I feel like Mark is
good job.
Yeah, there you go. You're squeaming. Squeamish.
I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
What dog would you be if you had to dress up as?
If I had to be a dog,
yeah.
Golden Retriever. That's an easy answer. Done. Oh. Golden Retrievers are awesome.
Angelica,
I would probably be a Shiloh Shepherd.
Okay.
Oh,
that was specific.
I think I would be a Sharpei. The wrinkly.
I'm really
face.
Happy we all know that about. We all just got a lot closer. We know what dogs we would be. That's
now,
really
Mark,
nice.
I have a question.
Oh no.
Do you like belly rubs?
I do. I do, Angelica.
Do you want to rub his belly? Or is that's weird? That got weird.
I would love to rub his belly.
Okay, now that's uncomfortable.
That's also sarcastic. And by the way, from the 847, no, Angelica is not going on a date with Mark Carmen. She's just here to recommend stuff to him. This is just.
I trust what she
really
says.
Happening.
She is engaged and you're not, so.
224 224 wants to know if the stuffed duck was at Iowa with me, and the answer to that is no. The duck did not. Arnold did not go to college.
You don't
when
travel?
Did Arnold show up?
Arnold,
how many years ago?
I had like Arnold. Arnold was like 87.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
enough
then,
said.
And then Arnold was gone, and then Arnold kind of like just reappeared.
Where was Arnold when he was gone?
I don't know. He's in some box somewhere, but he
was
chilling.
Nice.
He was traveling the world. Actually, that's where Arnold was. He was on his own journey to discover Arnold.
You know, we left somebody out of the dog thing, and I would feel like this isn't communal enough unless we get everybody's answer. So, Roger and Shantae, we need both of your answers as to what dog you would be if you would pick a dog.
I know what Badish would be. Go ahead.
Badish.
Golden Retriever.
Yeah. See, right answer. Perfect answer, Roger. Absolutely perfect. Shantae.
Which we used to have.
Wow.
Say that again, Shantae. You got to take yourself out of cue. Out of cue. All right. I'm going to read her
golden
lips.
Retriever.
Golden Retriever. Okay, perfect. Perfect answer.
Why does everybody want to be a Golden
Cause
Retriever?
Because they're awesome. What's wrong with a Golden Retriever?
I mean, it just, you know, could just go off the board. Get
they're very gentle. They're very, very friendly.
Uh-huh.
They're very quiet.
Loyal.
They very loyal. They don't go after other dogs.
Very trainable.
Which is, you know, number one on my list that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Not like my little Rufus who wants to attack every dog he ever sees.
And what is Rufus?
Rufus is a terrier plus a whole bunch of something other stuff.
So
I don't know.
He's a yapper.
Napoleon.
Yeah, he just we need to take him out when there aren't any other dogs, but he will love you like no other dog has. He loves people. He just doesn't get along with other dogs.
That sounds magical. So, well, yeah. The last part not, but the first part sounded really lovely.
We got him. We got him from Paws.
Nice.
About 6 years ago, and he's a great little kid.
Well, cool. Hey, nice. A little Awesome Powers, 720 WGN. Carms and Collins here. You're still letting me intro the show, Mark, which I really appreciate.
I'm just, I'm on for the ride, baby. 3:08. We're with you till 5.
Yep.
I'm Mark Harmon. He's Craig Collins. Kristen Decker is going to stay here until her girlfriend experience tomorrow. She's also ordering Papa John's pizza.
Yeah, as we speak.
We got a
What?
Yeah, there's Papa John's. I don't think it's for us though, Roger. I think that she might be not sharing, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, Rog. There's a Papa's right by my apartment, and I want is pizza right now.
Yeah, I can't figure there'd be one downtown that any of us can afford.
No, it's a good night pizza, which is the best kind of pizza, by the way.
It's cheap. It's not even really that good, but it's perfect for what I need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
With all due respect, it's an embarrassment. and I mean, there's so many great...
They're not an embarrassment. I actually believe they're a sponsor of the station.
Oh, no, she just threw the gauntlet down. I will go ahead and say that Mark Carmen is completely wrong. Papa John's is one of the best pizzas I've ever had in my entire life.
They sponsored the news.
I
remember somebody saying that because I thought it was kind of hilarious that Papa's was the sponsor of the news.
Wait a minute. I wasn't done. I love Papa John's pizza. I would probably marry a Papa John's pizza, and for the rest of my life, if that's all I could eat, as long as it's gluten-free, I would do it.
Papa John's pizza is amazing. It's an incredible pizza.
It really is.
Isn't that the one with the butter dip?
Yes.
It's the best.
Awesome.
See?
Awesome. I mean, seriously, we used to order them before our football games over at Downers Grove North.
Yeah. We are all being serious, Roger. Every one of us thinks that Papa John's pizza is life-changing. Well, we all, that for sure is true.
Also, do you know that every Papa John's phone number is 7272?
Wow,
which is different, like, area codes and prefixes?
We're bearing the lead here. Roger Badish was coaching a football team?
No. We were broadcasting the football games. At Downers Grove North. I was teaching broadcasting there, and we did live cable broadcasts. We did a pregame, postgame.
Did you let these students talk, or did you crush it and just?
I didn't do nothing. I just sat back and finished off the rest of the pizza.
That's
the good way to teach.
Sold advertising and everything.
Pizza. Where do you get yours from?
Dominic's. He used to get his pizza from Dominic's, and he's very sore about this.
Yeah.
Roger, go ahead. Explain what's very sad about this.
Well, because Dominic's went out of business, and I used to come in on Friday nights and order pizza on the way in, and they would have it ready, and you could get like 5 pizzas for $35.
Right,
that's so cheap.
And it was awesome pizza.
Seriously.
And we even had station management back in the day when we were all on the first floor. They'd stay late on Fridays to have some of the pizza.
Yeah, to get a Roger pizza slice.
See, and I remember when Roger would bring in the Dominic's pizza. Mm-hmm. And which was incredibly nice and thoughtful and all that. The pizza was awful.
It's not awful. It's not Papa John's. Let's just go ahead and say that.
No, it's not Papa John's.
Not the high quality of Papa John's.
Not the absolute perfect quality of a Papa John's pizza.
It filled a need.
Correct.
You know?
Go ahead, Mark.
And then they closed. Now I've got no place affordable.
Well, and they were replaced by a Whole Foods, and 5 pizzas from Whole Foods would be $1,000. So go ahead.
Easily.
I'm just reiterating. Easily. The pizza was awful. It was so bad.
Mark is throwing all the punches.
Badish would be in there like, I got pizza. I'm like, hell yeah, that's great.
The reason why I bought 5 was because the sports department had these puppy dog looks on their face when they come through the newsroom going, was there any more pizza left? I got to work all night. Oh.
Do you remember when you came in on a Friday night and you were hungry and Roger's pizza was gone? Because that was terrible. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I worked with Nick and you for years.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I came in and I was even a little bit hungry, bam, there was a slice of pizza. It was great.
Yeah, of course there was always pizza because nobody ate that nasty Dominic's pizza.
Every once in a while it was gone. It was gone. I didn't get any.
Can you go upper level one time, Badish, and go, can we get a Lou Malnati's? Can we get a Giordano's? But it was always this $3 Domino's.
Dude, I need to find another job.
Yeah. By the way, I also do love Lou Malnati's. It is a great, great pizza. And I'm not kidding. That pizza is just amazing. And they do make gluten-free.
I'm officially being a snob. It was very nice of you, Roger, and I'll forever love you for it. How's that? But Dominic's going out of business. That wasn't a bad thing as far as the pizza was concerned.
So here, you know what I'm going to do? I got to ask you guys a question. It is food-related. I found a amazing voicemail on the Internet. From a grandmother. A grandmother left her granddaughter this really cool voicemail. It is about...
Your grandmother?
No, it's not my grandmother. It's just a grandmother that this message wound up going viral. It is about eating something and then there being none left. Like I said, I was sad when Roger's pizza was gone. This grandmother was apologizing for doing kind of the same thing.
Chris, this is Grandma. It's not an emergency. It's nothing, really, except that I got up to get my watermelon, and the box was there, and I looked to see if there was a donut left, and I saw that strawberry stuff coming out, and I took that up with my finger, and then I took a corner off, and from there I ate the whole thing. So I would advise you, if you want more donuts, you better get some today and keep them in your bedroom. Because I'm not to be trusted with sweets. Okay? Sorry about that. I hope you can find some more today.
Oh, my God, that is lovely. That grandmother is amazing.
That is amazing, and that's great honesty. It made me think of...
Go ahead.
When I was... Because we now... Pizza/donut/grandpa combo here. I way back in the day, I think I've told this story a couple times now, but or at least to help the fact that when I used to deliver for Piero's Pizza in high school, I might have slightly gotten in trouble for different things. But this one, I'm driving, right?
Yeah.
And I'm super hungry, and the pizza's there, and I just couldn't contain myself. So it was a thin pizza. I open it up. I take a square out from the middle.
Oh, no. Why would you go middle?
Because...
Why would you go middle?
I have no idea.
Out of all the spots, this is a rectangular, this is like a little square cut pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you just take an edge and say it wasn't there?
I don't, there was no strategy going on here. You're the pizza delivery guy.
I love the outside pieces, the...
No, everybody loves them.
That's why I did it, because I figured you didn't want the middle. So I take a square out from there. I eat the thing. I deliver the pizza. I get back to the store.
How much did you get tipped?
I don't remember that, but okay. I'm sure a normal standard tip.
All right.
I get back to the store. The guy's like, he was running. He's like, did you eat a piece of the pizza? And I'm like, no, I would eat nuts.
That's crazy.
He's like, I know that's crazy. What the hell are you talking about? I didn't eat the pizza.
Was this what this guy sounded like, too, by the way? Is this like a super Italian pizza delivery pizza owner?
Yeah, Angelo. Okay. Yeah. So I ate the pizza. That happened.
I'm amazed you went center. You were not apologetic about it at all. You were not going to try to hide it. You just handed it to the guy, and you knew that at least one piece in the middle was gone.
That honestly, of a gazillion bizarre decisions, that may be my most... That's ridiculous.
Well, we're going to find out what some of the other ones are after 3:30 when we play Ask Us Anything, right? They can ask you for any other bizarre things you've done, anything like that.
Yeah, or station gossip, whatever they want to know.
I'm not going to answer a lot of station gossip. I might lose this game real quick.
Well, then there...
And I probably shouldn't have even said that on the air, because now I gave them... things to ask me.
Don't live in fear, Craig. 312-981-7200. Let's get Mike on board here.
All right, Mike. Mike, you're on the air. You wanted to tell us something about pizza.
Yeah, hey, guys. I mean, I have nothing to do with this place, but all I know is one day we were really hungry and we were looking for a joint that delivered pizza at about 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. This place, I think it's Oak Lawn. It's open 24 hours a day. Barocco's Pizza. It's been around forever. And when you got a pizza.
24-hour.
Wow.
Morocco. Wait, hold on. We're gonna have to vet this.
This is an Oak Lawn.
Craig, can you vet that process?
Oak Lawn or Evergreen Park, something like that. So,
Mike,
look it up.
More importantly, Mike, can you talk about how much you're enjoying the program tonight?
Let me just say this. Hey, Carm, you know what? Been listening to you for a long time. I think you're selling yourself short when you just do sports radio.
Yeah, man.
Pretty awesome, most of you.
Amen.
That's what I was looking for, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike. And by the way, I've been trying to pitch Mark sports topics during our breaks here, and he keeps saying, no, we're gonna go off. We're not going to do any of that.
Yeah, not really interested.
Right. Barocco's Pizza. It's got an A rating. This place looks great. It is definitely in Oak Lawn. It is definitely open 24 hours. And, yeah, it sounds like a lot of people love it.
That's because I think one of the best things about doing the overnight, like when I was driving in tonight, because I did my prep at home, I'm driving, I'm like, maybe I should stop and get Chicago pizza, get a slice. I could go to a gazillion diners right now and have a pregame meal. And then when you go home, you want the pizza at 5:30/6 o'clock. So why ever close if you're a pizza joint? I mean, I suppose it's hard to sell pizza at 7 a.m., but somebody wants to eat it.
Yeah, somebody's got to eat that. Definitely.
Somebody wants to live that dream. 312-981-7200. What's the wrap-up on the grandma? What's your take on this grandma situation?
I love the grandma. I love that she left a voicemail, too. She didn't wait for anybody to come home. She needed to tell you right away. Probably they share a place, so this is something that the person would have found out anyway. But grandma had to call you and leave a message saying, I'm so sorry that I ate the donut. And saying the way in which she did it, too, she gave a lot of description.
Yeah, she just saw the little bit of the strawberry coming out, stuck the finger in there, got a little hit.
Yeah.
Decker, you're leaving now officially?
I am going
to
leave.
Okay, go ahead. Say that again.
I am going to leave, and I'm
okay.
going to go get
and you're
going to
go get your pizza.
Bye, Kristen. Have a great show tomorrow.
I will have a great show. Everybody, if you're awake from 10 to noon, please tune in to Kathy and Judy, the girlfriends. I promise you it will be an amazing show.
Are you awesome. Doing Bike the Drive on Sunday morning?
I will be getting up and biking at 7 a.m.
I get the same level of excitement as you do, which you're talking about right now. But
I didn't realize when I signed up it was going to be that early, but
I think it's
whatever.
Early.
It's like short drive. They close it down. It'll be fun.
It's actually earlier than that.
Yeah.
I think we're meeting here at 4 a.m.
Okay, well,
it starts
at
6,
that.
Ends at like 11.
Oh, God.
Yep. See you Sunday morning, Decker.
See you Sunday morning, Decker. Awesome.
3:21. Good morning. I think, although some of you wild people maybe are on your way home. What's the earliest that you've ever intentionally gotten up, Craig Collins?
The earliest I've ever intentionally gotten up is like 4.
Okay.
I've done that before. What about you, Mark?
Well, I mean, I guess I should rephrase that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, not like you had to catch a flight or you had to be at work, but you just were like, you know what, I'm going to get up.
Oh.
You know what I'm
so
saying?
So this is like, this is a day off. This is a day where I don't actually have to go anywhere, do anything.
And you just want
to, started my day.
Yeah, you want to attack your to-do list or you just want to celebrate the morning, see that sunrise.
I would say 8.
About?
8 or 9 is the earliest I've ever gotten up on a weekend. And that, when I do that, I really regret it. Like, I don't think that that's a good decision. You should sleep in till 10. Weekend mornings should be till 10.
I think that is an answer that is representative of the fact that you work till 2 a.m. every night.
No, it's not. I promise you that that's a better way to live your life. Just
really?
Get up at 10 on weekends. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Because most people are getting up at what, 6, 7 o'clock during the week? Don't do that on weekends. Don't come close to that. Stay in a few more hours. No?
I can't do it anymore.
Really?
I have reached the point of not being able to do that, which is probably a sign that I'm on the back nine over here. But I literally can't do it. I like being on a Saturday morning. I like being at the gym at like an 8:30.
Okay.
You walk in, it's bustling. People are getting after it. You get a good workout, and then you're just like into your weekend.
How many people are at the gym at 8:30 on a Saturday?
A lot.
Really?
A lot.
What gym do you go to?
I go to a place by the name of the East Bank Club. It's a rough and tumble gym of high privilege.
Nice.
But it's like my one thing in life that I splurge.
Okay.
Like which I actually have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Because we were talking about my dating life.
We were.
And this is also for you too. 312-981-7200. So I'm driving a 2006 125,000 mile two door Honda Accord. It's got I have a significant amount of wear and tear on the body.
Yeah.
It is not. It's a great car, and it's got a leather interior.
Nice.
You've got a little sunroof, so there's really nothing wrong with it, and it's fine for the city. But like when you reestablish and you're back into the dating world at 40, you know, plus here, I'll leave off the official
age,
right? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if I can show up 06 Accord. Like I could afford, I could make the move and upgrade here. And I know that you've got a car that's like the wheels are falling
off. No, I'm a married man, so I guess it doesn't matter anymore. But I was going to ask you if you knew what car I drive, a 96 Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, me and
it is a little bit beat up, and it has about 170,000 miles on it.
Right, but you're married. Like, it doesn't matter at this point.
Like, see, wait, though. Is that fair? 312-981-7200. I want that question answered, too. When you get married, can you just write everything off? I don't go to the gym anymore in the morning. Is there a lot of stuff that I just can't do? No, because there's a point where if I became, and my wife says this very sweetly, double Craig, she would leave me. If I ever become a double Craig, she's out.
Well, and it's on that level, I'll answer that one for you.
Go ahead.
You have to, you've entered into a contract.
Yeah, I have.
So letting yourself go and not working out, putting yourself in health peril, that is not okay. Now, driving a terrible car,
that's different.
Saving money for a rainy day for the two of you, I think that's fine. But you got to keep yourself in shape. See, for me, it's like, I don't want to be with, like, if you care what car I drive, mm-hmm. we're probably not the right fit. But on the other side of the coin, it's like there is something about the way you present yourself.
Have you ever driven away from a date because you could tell when you drove up that they weren't feeling the car and you then decided that they were out?
No one's ever – I have never had somebody not feel the car. But there, but like I have wanted to do the – you know,
the drive-by?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the why. Why would you want to do it? Just because?
Well, because you see there, if you're doing the online dating, you see the pictures and there's like mm-hmm. one good one and there's one bad one and there's a good one, and there's a bad one. And then you're like, she probably looks like the bad ones, but maybe she looks like the good ones. I'm willing to go out. And then being the shallow guy that occasionally I, because I just feel like you got to be attracted to them, right? So if I pull up and I know there's no shot, I mean, what's the point of even engaging in the exercise?
You have to appreciate that a little bit. I mean, that's got to be devastating. Most of that would just be if you saw somebody just whip by that you had a scheduled blind date with and you just see the car come up and not stop at all and speed away. Most of that is terrible. But a tiny little bit, a shred in there is actually really great because you said there was no shot. Why make it go 2 hours when all you needed was that 30 seconds?
Right. But the other side of it is I try to grow and become a more mature human being. People are telling me that you should take attraction out of the dating.
You should. You should try. I mean, I didn't. I can't speak. I hear that, though, that you should at least for a little while try to find the right personality for you and then maybe find that same personality in somebody you find attractive.
Yeah, like attraction fades. It's not about that.
Right.
It's about actual real connection.
Mm-hmm.
Work on that without the physical feature.
Well, because if you get into a relationship because you were attracted to someone and you didn't really get to know them as well, or maybe you don't know if everything connects, you're probably doomed to failure. But if you wait, if you stretch that friendship out and get into a relationship after some time that maybe it wasn't just attraction that led you into it, you're probably going to do better. Right? Is that what the thought is?
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're right there. You have a high – Craig Allen has a high – human social psychological intelligence level. I think you do, for real.
Why? Why do you say that? Let's just talk about me more. That was working in the first hour before we got criticism on the text screen.
Now you're letting one text get...
No, we're not going to do it. Let's not talk about it. Yeah, go ahead.
You just talked about it, so I'm not following you. I didn't talk about it.
You're right. Yeah, it's all my fault. You were saying that you think I'm very intelligent and handsome and some other stuff.
Yes. Well, yeah. No, because whenever I bring up anything around like the social emotional intelligence, you jump right in there.
Yeah.
And you see it incredibly well. Who do we have on the other? Oh, you were completely all over the Stacey Saunders from the other night, who was talking about scheduling your life.
The
organizational expert. You were seeing the different ways that people get distracted and the what people are up against. You felt that one completely. You were right there.
I think a little bit of that too is just that I need to be more organized. So when she was saying some of this stuff, I really felt it in that way. I was like, yeah, no, that's right. I should really be waking up and scheduling my day in front of the mirror. That's what I should be doing, telling myself how much success I'm going to have and then living that day.
It's all about intention, right?
Right. Amen to that, man. I'm really excited to play this game that we have coming up.
We are going to have an opportunity for you to win Lou Malnati's pizza coming back here. 312-981-7200. Anything you've ever been curious about that you would like to know, it's Ask Carms and Collins.
Oh, man.
Coming up after the 3:30.
That sounded so good. This is a segment you've done in a few different, in a few different ways, and I'm privileged to be a part of it just once.
Yeah, we're going to do a little Ask Carms and Collins. And, again, you ask us a question, we will give you the answer. Anything you want to know completely off the board, dating, professional, family, work, we're here for you. So it can just spawn in a million different directions. If we don't answer...
You win a prize.
You win Lou Malnati.
Yeah, and then we stop eventually because we don't have prizes for everyone. From the 630, thank you for that. I feel your calm. I'm considering renting a car for some dates for this weekend. Good luck. Good to hear you and Craig in the slot.
There you go.
Thank you, buddy.
The renting a car, though, that's dangerous, 630, because if she really, like, likes the car.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Then you got to go back to it again.
Right. Also, you got to find a car that doesn't have anything on it. Like, Zipcar, you can't pretend that that's your car. There's Zipcar all over those. They have the little bumper sticker and everything, so.
Yeah, and that's a bad look and a bad economic play, too. Like, Zip cars can get expensive.
You're right, man. You don't know how long this date's going to be either. So what are you going to rent the car for, 24 hours at least?
Exactly. Yeah. So don't do that. This is the official theme song of Carms and Collins. 312-981-7200.
I like it. I've never heard that before. It's a good one. I'm kidding. Yeah. No, that's the Price is Right.
Hey, can I clear something up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not playing.
No,
right?
Please don't play.
You can if you want. We can if you want to ask Roger in there too. That's fine. 312-981-7200. Roger Batch has a deep closet of things that he would hate to
apparently
answers out. Go ahead. What do you got, Roger Batch?
What do you mean? What do I got?
No, you had a question for us. Ask the question first, and then we'll find out. Your deep
I thought
secrets.
You mean to. All right, a question.
No, I thought you wanted to say something.
Yeah, you were jumping in.
No, I was saying, do I have to be asked the question?
Oh, you want this?
It's just you two being asked.
No, well, they can ask you questions.
They absolutely can ask you too, Roger.
Oh, all right.
Would you like to be involved? Are you?
Well, I want to know about Craig. Where did you get your broadcasting bug?
What's that? Where did I get my broadcasting bug?
Yeah.
I actually was at school. I was in school in South Bend, and I was working at a minor league baseball facility for the South Bend Silverhawks.
Mm-hmm.
And the second week that I was there, I was the video board operator, very fancy position. The announcer didn't show up. He just didn't come to the game, didn't care. He was actually a Chicago guy that was driving to South Bend for these games and he wasn't there. So they put me on as announcer, a public address announcer of the game. And I fell in love with it. And from that point on, I went to ESPN in South Bend for a couple years, then came out here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And I miss actually announcing, even though I don't have much of an announcer voice. It wasn't as convincing as others. It was really fun to just yell names at people, even in like the 14th or 15th inning, when no one else is at my energy level. It was fun to still hold out that Emilio Bonifacio, Pedro Seriaco. Those were really good names hold on to.
You did play-by-play with an Emilio Bonifacio?
Emilio Bonifacio, you know, he plays now in the MLB. He was on the South Bend Silverhawks.
Right.
So he was the second baseman, I believe, and he actually led off. So he was our first hitter.
Bonifacio.
Every game.
Did you do it with, like, the Emilio Bonifacio?
Should I do it on the – I feel like I'm just going to be yelling at people. That's okay. Not – you don't want to do that, right?
You're talking play-by-play?
No, I'm talking public address
announcer. Oh.
I was the PA guy.
No, give your gig.
You should really, because I this is, I'm
now
dusting
batting,
off some, now batting the second baseman, number 22, Emilio Bonifacio!
Oh, so you really went for it.
I really went for it. And I know that wasn't great, but I did that every single time. And that's what you do in minor league ball, you just dive on it.
I love how you brought it right there.
I was asked. This is the game, right? Ask us anything.
312-981.
We are your monkeys.
312-981-7200. We can talk politics too. Ask Carm, ask Collins anything. We don't answer. You get Lou Malnati's pizza. A couple texts coming in here. One from the 502. Great show, you guys. You're very entertaining. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been able to pick up the signal the whole show. You know how to hold our attention and keep it interesting. That's from Louisville, Kentucky. I wanted to read that before I read the 224. You two are terrible.
Yeah.
You must think your lives are much more interesting than I do. Well, that's just a lot of hate on a Memorial Day weekend, sir. I'm assuming.
Really? No, honestly, the 224, that's fine.
They're still listening.
Yeah.
See, I've never gotten that.
I love that part. I love that part, that people who criticize us will stay. Keep hanging out with us,
well,
T24.
I mean, that could have been, in theory, they could have texted and then just left.
No, we'll try other stuff. Go ahead, give us a suggestion, and we're probably not going to do it.
No, we're not trying any other stuff.
No, I said we'll try other stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be his stuff. But, that's awesome.
Yeah, so.
Can we ask each other questions if we don't have anybody calling?
We can.
You're hesitant to do that?
No, that's not the way the game works? What would you like to ask?
We just can't win prizes, right?
That's true.
Do
you have a question for me, Craig?
No, I'm curious, Mark. What is the hardest thing that you answered? Because I haven't caught every single one of these segments. The hardest question you've answered, and then I want to know what the answer is.
I don't remember that, to be honest. I can't remember like what made me the most uncomfortable.
Can you think of any good ones? Maybe you didn't even give the answer. Let's just go ahead and
I'm
give
sure
some
like, I'm sure, like, who at the station were, are you most attracted to was pretty uncomfortable. that was a challenge.
Yeah, wow. I don't know why you'd lead us there.
That was a good one. Mm-hmm. Something along those lines. But there's a lot of other ways you can, you know, there's a lot of ways to go about it.
You threw the question out there then, now, so you have to answer it, so. Who is the most attractive
person? Who's the most attractive person that I'm
attracted to at the station? I have an answer for this.
Go ahead.
Myself.
Oh, so you can't lie. Lying.
I don't know if I'm lying, because from the 224, I'm pretty sure I'm telling the truth.
Well, that's...
Okay. I love a little bit of me. Now go ahead. You give me your answer. I like how long this takes.
I might have to, on that one, I might have to say none of your business.
Wow.
No, what would I think about...
No, go ahead. Plead the fifth. That's fine. We're playing the game against each other. This is no fun, right? We need the listeners. We need prizes. We need all that stuff.
Yeah, but I'm going through the list right now. It's just kind of fun to think about everybody at the station. But I'll let you win on that one.
Okay, got it.
I do have a around the same.
Yeah, kind of a connected question that you wanted to ask us. You had emailed me this earlier.
Yes, because people. Well, I was hearing a conversation today around texting, which, by the way, you can also text in questions 312-981-7200. And there's a certain text etiquette that I think that all of us need to adhere to. How's that?
Sure.
So, like the conversation that I heard today is like, I hate it when somebody texts me like when they over exclamation point me.
And wait, what do you mean by that? Do you mean multiple exclamation points after one sentence, or every sentence has an exclamation point?
Like, do you want to go to lunch? And then the response is yes, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Like, that's too many.
Is it all caps as well?
In this scenario, no, but could be.
Okay, yeah, it really could be.
But see, like, I think that's fun. Like, that means you're really excited to go to lunch. But then the other side is, do you want to go to lunch? And then the answer is just yes. There's no exclamation point. Then it's like maybe they're not excited and they're just doing it begrudgingly.
I read something recently that said when you leave a period or when you put a period in a text, that seems really mean. You seem very upset.
Like it's harsh.
Yeah.
The period is harsh.
Mm-hmm.
The exclamation. But so like if you write me and say, Karim, what's up? And I write back and I say, hi, H-I. That's like borderline hostile because I just gave you a hi. Like it's, I'm not that interested. All I had time was for an HI. Whereas if I really wanted to talk to you, especially if we were like in a flirtatious mode,
sure,
it would be hi, HIII. You know, like I'm really, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
no, that didn't make, I, two I's is probably enough. Why three?
I think you need a three. Like when in my,
do you do smiley faces? Are you an emoji guy?
See, I think for a dude, a smiley face emoji is a very risky play.
Okay.
I mean, that to me, that makes you a little too feminine.
All right.
And maybe you should be confident in your...
excuse you.
You use the emojis all the time?
I use emojis all the time.
Have you ever sent a text that was just emojis?
No.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Mainly to our daughter. When I say something stupid and she, like, groans and I do the weird faces back at her.
Okay. We don't know what to say to that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the text line. I just checked out on that. love you, Roger. Let's see here. There's a bunch of texts coming in here who wants to play the Ask Carmen Collins thing. Let's see here. 214. Now, I normally would ask something funny, but I really want the pizza. Here goes. Carmen, you're back in the dating pool, so do you manscape the lower hedges?
We went right there. This is...
Oh, my.
Wow.
Both of you are hysterical, and Craig, do your Tony the Tiger. They're great, please. Do you have that?
I don't have that loaded up. That's going to take me a minute to get to.
Okay.
I got to build that.
I'm not a consistent manscaper, but it does happen every now and then, sir, if that's really what you want to know. I think, you know, taking care of yourself, making sure that you have everything in check is a good thing. That would be my answer there. At Carmen, over, under, win, 9 wins for the Bears. I will take the under on that, 630. Baddish, love or hate the Star Wars movie?
The most recent one or all of them?
Just says love or hate the Star Wars movie.
I love the most recent one, and I love all of them
good.
In varying levels.
That's a
but
good
I
answer.
Love them all.
At Craig, did Bran Warg Willis while in the past. Do you
see,
know what that
so
means?
This absolutely. So this is perfect 630, and you are definitely in contention for a prize because you just went all the things we like there. That was perfect. This is a Game of Thrones question. Absolutely, that happened 100%. That is why Hodor's brain shut down, because he connected his past and present brain, and I'm super excited that that was the first question to me in this game. I thought I was going to have to answer a manscaping question. No, it's Game of Thrones. I could play this game all night now.
Would you like to finish off? Did he also warg Hodor or wrong Hodor?
It's warg. He did. He did warg Hodor.
What does warging mean?
Warging is when you take control of someone. So it actually usually happens with just animals. But since Hodor seemed like a guy that didn't have a lot of his mental faculties going on, that Bran from time to time took over his mind.
Game of Thrones music coming in here. 773
yes!
wants to know, what is your favorite all-time Chicago restaurant? Let's go around the horn on that. Favorite all-time Chicago restaurant, Badish.
Wow, too many of them. Depends on what I'm eating.
Badish, that's not an answer.
That's not an answer.
Well,
it's very political. This isn't a political game.
Simple question.
Favorite all-time Chicago restaurant.
Yep, your last meal right now. What would it be?
Oh, last meal?
Well, it doesn't have to be last meal, but I'm trying to make it easier for you.
Go Superdog.
Superdog, good answer.
That is a good answer.
What do you get?
I'm going to go Lou Malnati's.
No, hold on, Badish. What do you get at the Superdog? Is that a Superdog and a shake? Is that a Superdog and a Coke? What is that?
Actually, I do the Superdog and a bottle of water because I don't drink soda anymore, and I can't have shakes.
It's your last meal.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'm going out painless.
You're going out.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And what did you say?
I said Lou Malnati's.
Did you really?
I did. I really did say that. I really did.
Your
especially
last
a
meal?
Slice cut pepperoni thin crust pizza.
Ooh.
It has to be slice cut, though. It can't be cut in squares.
You like the pie.
Yeah. By the way, I was having an operation one day right after the show, right after Pretty Late. Uh-huh. Patty got me a Lou Malnati's pizza as my potential last meal.
I feel like I remember that.
Yeah.
And I thought you were super high maintenance. Like, you had to have the pie cut.
I did. It's pretty much my last meal. How can you be high maintenance for your last meal?
And it's really not that high maintenance.
Yeah. And you can't be, by the way. You could ask for anything you want. It could be shipped from another country. This is the last meal. I don't care what it is. Anything.
Fair enough. I'll answer my own question. I think at the end of the day, I'm going the Hole in the Wall, which is out in the old North Brookian area. It's just a fantastic Italian spot.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you get there?
A million different things.
See, that's not an answer, though. We held Roger's feet to the fire.
What do I get? Right now, my favorite is I go chicken and eggplant parm.
Wow.
So they give a chicken parm and eggplant parm, and then you get a little pasta. It's a nice one.
Are we going to answer this question from the 708?
I don't know. Are we? Have either of you had sex with anyone from the station? If so, who? Eddie?
No. It's very easy for me. The answer is absolutely no.
Yeah, the answer is no, and it's unfortunate.
What? See, now, again, that's your second tease to maybe finding someone very attractive at this radio station, and
no,
you haven't told us who that is.
Eddie, we're professionals.
Very professional. No.
Yeah, thank you for the question, Eddie. I still think that our winner right now is the 630. That was really well done.
That
three
was,
questions for one.
Well, and what was impressive about the 630 there is that they knew us all.
Yeah.
Like, they know they love your Game of Thrones. They loved Badish. What do they love about you, Roger?
Star Wars.
They love Star Wars. Yeah. I mean, that's a real WGN
answer.
Sure.
Yeah.
815, question for all. Would you rather be punched in the face by a farmer or punched in the stomach by an alien?
Now we're getting good questions.
Yes.
That is an excellent question.
Yes.
I would go...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would go farmer in the face, because alien, I have no understanding of how much power an alien has,
because
this person's not from here. It could be little, and I could make a mistake, but it could also be gigantic.
It could be a punch straight through the body. You don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badish?
Yeah, I'll go farmer, because they get that chance. They get that opportunity.
Right.
They need it. Not that I've done anything wrong to warrant it. But, yeah.
I actually would like to see if I could take a punch. So give me the punch from the farmer. But if I may segue for just a brief moment, how in the world has farmersonly.com become a thing?
What?
Like,
is that a dating thing again?
Yes. Can you pull that, Shantae, if we can get the commercial farmersonly.com?
Oh,
because,
wow.
Like, that's a real thing.
Are you single in this country? City folks just don't get it. FarmersOnly.com.
At FarmersOnly.com. Like, I can't believe that's an actual site where there's people that go there and money is to be made, but it is.
Are they all lady farmers, too? Is this men and female farmers connecting with...
I just didn't know we had that many farmers. I guess it's you don't really have to be a farmer. It's more about being a country folk, but then I would think the name of the website would be like... I drive a truck and listen to countrymusic.com.
Can you live in the city and be willing to convert?
I think you can. I think you can. I mean, Shantae's got it, by the way.
Can you marry into the farming?
That's a good question.
We
got to get somebody on. But we also have the commercial for this.
I think Shantae's playing something on some prod that we're not hearing. But there it is.
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
How is that a thing? That's the most that just shows that you got to think outside the box.
You sound a little bit like you like it though. You know the lyrics to the song.
I do like farmers.
Are you on this?
No, but maybe I should be. Let's.
You really should
take a little look at farmers.
Need to expand your horizons.
Yeah, seriously, just get your name out there everywhere.
FarmersOnly.com. I'll get to that in a second. Single on the country. I mean, then they have a beautiful picture of two people in a prairie with a sunset and the whole thing.
Oh, there you go.
That looks like a sunrise, actually. Is that a sunrise? Are you on FarmersOnly.com?
You see this question from the 705?
The 705.
They are asking, and I'm not going to read it word for word, but they are asking if you would date
a cougar.
Older, Jewish cougar.
Like, say, Judy. I'm talking Kathy and Judy, not Judy Pilak.
Thank you for the specificity.
I have a wide range of women that I'm attracted to. I would say that I'm attracted to 18 on up to probably in the 50s.
Wow.
I go wide range.
Yeah, that is a wide range.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. And now you're adding farmers to the mix, so I'm actually really happy
right.
for you.
I mean, women are beautiful.
You Amen.
Know, that's my answer to that, sir.
Right.
I mean, I'm not.
I want you on every app, though. Let's get you on every specific, really niche app that we can find and see which one really takes off for you. How's JDate going? How's JSwipe going? Are you succeeding?
I would say that I've got a good base, but I haven't been on any dates.
See, so that's an obvious one for you to be on, though. We need to get you on these interesting ones.
How about just the concept of walking around and talking to people and maybe, and maybe just meeting them that way?
Go out on the street and just like, stop women as they come walking by you.
Everybody loves that.
Well, I have a vision for myself that I'll be confident enough to go up and talk to people that I find interesting.
Just on the street?
Wherever.
I think that's fraught with danger. Some people do not want to be approached no matter who you are.
What about what happens if I'm just like having dinner by myself at some establishment?
Okay, so they feel sad for you.
Well, that kind of, that just kills the mood.
I don't think there's anything sad about having...
The only female you have coming up to you is probably the waitress.
Is that really sad to sit at a bar and
I was kidding. I don't know about Roger, but I was joking.
I think Roger was serious.
So you're alone at a restaurant, and you're having a meal. Maybe you've gotten dessert already. Maybe you're having that slice of cheesecake by yourself,
right.
And a lovely girl walks in.
What is if I stop at my place square up on Belmont on my way home? I'm having a nice chicken sandwich.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great spicy chick.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody.
A great spicy chick walks in?
Yeah, spicy chick walks in.
Okay.
Why can't I have that combo? I want to answer to this 219, actually, because I don't know the answer. Maybe you guys do. 219, what is the meaning of the last scene in No Country for Old Men? I love that movie, and I'm not exactly sure.
I have no idea either. We're not right guys for that.
Do you know the movie?
I do. I've seen the movie. I've seen the last scene.
I think that's one of Nick's favorite.
Yeah,
like his top 20 or something.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
It is fairly dark, that film. I mean that in a complimentary way.
Slow murder, yeah.
I think I sometimes feel like Nick DiGilio wants to murder me.
Okay.
But
we should dive into that later.
Well, yeah. To this point, he hasn't, so I appreciate that.
That's
Nick,
good.
I do live in fear of Nick DiGilio.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, he's the nicest, but I like when he looks at me, I just was just such disgust. It's like this guy, this Carmen. It's like.
You got a great question to ask him now, though. You can ask him about No Country for Old Men. Strike up a conversation.
I personally think that she does not survive that scene.
No, me neither.
And it's over, which is just so wrong. No Country for Old Men, though. One of the great things about that movie is that it doesn't give you the happy ending. It gives you the real disgusting, dirty happy ending of a true villain. That dude, what was his name? Do you remember?
No, I gotta look that up.
I mean, he was a really legit villain. all right, let's see a couple more. Where is Ted Novak from the 708?
Ted, he actually said this on his Facebook page. He took time off to take care of his dad, and then eventually he was no longer here. So unfortunately, that's what happened there.
Okay. Ted did a great job when he was here.
Ted was great.
And I hope that
he's great as a person. Yeah.
I hope that everything is okay with his family. All right. Well, that Craig, how do you feel about Ask Carmen Collins?
I enjoyed it. I didn't get a lot of tough questions. You got all the hard questions, but out of the questions I got, I have to like the Game of Thrones one.
I think we overall got off incredibly easy there, but that's fine. So,
720, WGN, Carms and Collins.
Yeah, I wanted to do this topic the other night when I was sitting in for Patty, and I sort of wanted to do it tonight, and I've just decided in my mind that we're just going to do it for 2 minutes here because I don't want to get all super serious at 3:56 in the morning. But I do want to ask you a little roundtable question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think everybody is bothered by the election and what's going on. I think that's fair. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think everyone is generally nauseous as what's going on in this country as far as the two candidates. And I will, of course, be voting for Hillary. Because I,
oh, wow.
Well, come on.
No, it's fine. I'm just judging.
I'm just putting it out there.
Great.
I mean, so that's like a no-brainer to me, but it's the least bit exciting ever. I mean, it's just a complete default vote. But my question to all of us, what is the most, I guess, depressing or disturbing or enraging part of the whole state of the political scene right now for you?
Yeah.
Like, what part of this election, what moment in time, be it, like, for me, when I'm seeing people get cracked at a Trump rally and Donald is saying, don't you remember the old days when you could just beat people up? Like, that inciting that level of hate was maybe my lowest moment with him. And by the way, he can be very entertaining.
Yeah.
I
think that comes from somewhere else, though, somewhere that he brought us first, which was just being able to say anything and not actually getting held accountable for it. Just not actually being forced out of the race after you say something that has to be considered racist, that has to be considered sexist. Trump said stuff that he even tried later to backpedal on in ridiculous ways, and still it didn't affect his candidacy, and that's where he gets bolder and bolder and starts saying stuff to his supporters, like, go ahead and punch the protesters. Go ahead and beat them up.
And then...
This is actually now a template for other people who run for how to succeed. Because when you see someone succeed, you want to mimic a lot of the stuff they did. And what everybody really liked is what they, I think, call sort of normal speak, not political speak. This is, he's just doing what everyday people want to do and say on stage. And what's scary about that is that for a lot of us, I hope that is not what we want to say or do and are just not doing.
I mean, he's got a 2/3 disapproval rating. So I don't know. It's hard to say that he's creating a roadmap, but he's connected better than anyone on that side.
Right. I would say he's creating a roadmap because he won. He won the primary. He will be the nominee for the Republican Party. So, and he did it by being bolder, by being saying things that he defined as, like I said, normal speech, not political speak.
That's I think people are sick of the politicians.
There's
no doubt about that. Now, Hillary, her last week when she was asked a question about Mark Cuban and whether she would consider Mark Cuban to be your vice president,
she said yes. Yeah. I mean,
have you lost your mind?
Right.
Honestly,
he's a businessman, right?
Like, well, Mark's a great businessman, so I would consider him. And listen, I know you want everyone's vote, and I know that you think that people like Mark Cuban, but have some drop of integrity and say, listen, I love Mark. He's entertaining, and I hope that he finds and I hope that he'll vote for me. You can even say that, but yeah, I don't think he's going to be my running mate. Make a joke out of it. Don't be groveling around for I'm going to consider Mark Cuban. No, you're not. Can you? It's ridiculous. You will say absolutely any. Both of them will say absolutely anything to get a vote. Just give me a drop of who you actually are. Can I get a real clue of what you're really bringing to the table?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Mark. And I again, I know we didn't let Roger answer the question. I don't know if you want to answer it before the news, Roger, what you think is the most disappointing part of this election, but it's scary that this is what people think is the speak that they were missing.
Well, let me preface it by saying that as a news reporter has to present the facts, no matter what the opinion may be, that's how I try to look at this whole electoral thing. But I'm coming at it from a different angle. I think that the American public needs to become smarter. And I've always been on the bandwagon of not enough of us vote, that it's a shame that less than 50% of those eligible vote in this country, and that I think we need to become smarter because these are the people that we elect to represent us.
Great points, Roger. I'm with you on that one, man.
Yeah.
100% driving down Roger Badish Lane.
Real quick, we got one more question for me from someone who grew up in New Jersey from the 815. They asked me what pizza I prefer, and I'm not shy about this. I say New Jersey pizza is better than Chicago pizza all the time on the show. To me, it's just better. I know I can't say that here. I know that's probably going to get me hate texts, but I grew up on that pizza, and I like that thin crust.
You can
East Coast pizza.
You absolutely can say that.
Giving the honest answer. So
you did say that, and you're stepping into honesty.
I know.
And authentic.
And
Craig.
Then, by the way, the second question: have you ever had a Taylor ham sandwich? Of course, I've had a Taylor ham sandwich. Are you crazy? Of course, I've had one of those.
I've never had one of those. What are those?
It's in New Jersey. It's like a processed meat. It's a really awesome kind of ham. It's sort of, it's like a circle like this, and you just throw it on there, and it's delicious. Every part of it.
All right. I'm leaving right now.
Taylor pork roll. Let's go get them.
I just think
not sound at all thrilled by that, by the way.
I love our city. This is.
I love Chicago.
I'll just put it out there truthfully. The food just better in New York. It just.
Dude, and you're born here?
Yep.
You have no excuses other than the fact that...
I'm just telling you, like, you get a BLT in New York, it tastes better than it tastes here. I don't know why. Because there's so much competition. I'm just telling you, it's just...
I'm not going to say anything. It's not that I disagree with you. I just like that I don't have to make these points.
I'll make it for you.
Yeah.
The pizza I prefer here, because I prefer a deep dish superstar pizza than to the little slices you get out in New York. But
beautiful slices.
But I love a beautiful slice.
Yeah, fold it in half.
Yep.
It's a great way to eat it. Oh, yeah. Like some Maroon 5.
You got the moves like Jagger, Craig Collins. Yeah, you do.
720 WGN. This is Carms and Collins. I can't even say your name. We're into the 4 o'clock hour. So we're going to start stretching a little bit for some of these topics that I find interesting that you tell me what you think, Mark. There is a superbug that is resistant to all kind of antibiotics that could be the beginning of the end for society. And the reason I bring this up is because if anyone listens to Pretty Late, you know that I am scared of the world. I fear sinkholes. I fear a lot of things out there that I can't see, I can't understand. There was a dude in his living room watching TV. Sinkhole got him. That is so scary to me that can happen to somebody. Now, granted, this is Florida, where I think there are a lot more sinkholes than anywhere else. But these things that are just out there, lightning's going to hit me. Mark, come on.
Hold on. Are you telling me a dude was sitting in his house for real?
And he was in his living room watching TV. Sinkhole ate his house. He's not with us anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that happened. It's one guy. You know there's unlucky people in the world, so he's probably not. The odds are probably not good.
Badish just left his chair in the newsroom.
Yeah, Badish walked away.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
And he's on the 7th floor, too. I don't think a sinkhole gets up there.
Badish,
so Roger.
Yeah, we still fall down. If a sinkhole, I'm on the 7th floor, but I become the 1st floor if there's a sinkhole.
Right.
That can't be true.
No, it's true. Google it. 312-981-7200. We're doing Google with Carms and Collins, which we do with Patty. Let's go ahead and Google for this show.
All right.
And it happened. A guy was in his living room, gone.
Okay,
And no, there's no sign. A sinkhole is just a silent killer underground. This superbug is out there. And what's interesting about this story that I got that Shantae gave us, which is a great story. Shantae, you've given us a lot of awesome stories tonight.
No one's ever come up with a better topic at 4:13 in the morning than this sinkhole superbug.
Right. No, so it's a little
720.
It's a little disconnected. But the superbug, what I like about this story is the very first sentence says that an Australian pharmaceutical research company thinks they might have solved the problem. So even though the title is Superbug, Everyone's Dead, Screwed Forever, the very next sentence is, but maybe we're all okay. So I like that optimism. I like that being out there.
My biggest concern is that one day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to have some enormous pain in some part of my body, and there's going to be a lump or whatever.
Okay.
I don't sweat the sinkhole.
Right.
Or the super bug.
I know that those are out there as more extreme versions of the same thing, but I also am scared of health stuff. That yeah. makes sense, because you can't see that.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what's going on in here.
Who knows what's going on?
Right. And all the stuff that I put in my face, all the food that I eat, that can't be doing good things to me.
The food is a huge issue. the processed meat, it's a terrible thing.
If you woke up one morning and you did have some sort of horrible health thing, would you blame it on the meal you just ate? Would you be like, that was the one that put me over the top?
Maybe.
Papa John's pizza at 3:30 in the morning that Decker just had, that could be that's the end all?
You know what I did yesterday? I had a tremendous workout. I had a great tennis match. I was playing this dude who... Talk about a guy that is playing tennis, but also just having nonstop conversation with himself. So he's
criticizing everything he does.
Everything.
I did that on the basketball court.
So, but like tennis, you're playing one other dude, right?
Yeah.
And he's having this, you know, every point he's walking back to the back fence and he's talking and this and that. He's taking deep breaths. It's like, dude, step up there and serve the ball. Like I'm here to play you, but I'm here to get a workout. Like this is not Wimbledon. So I just started to try to get away from him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm just going to do jumping jacks in between the point.
Sure.
I'm going to start doing my own little jog action so I can actually get a workout and get a burn. And it felt great afterwards because I got away from him and got into my own deal. And then I played some tennis along the way too. But so I go in a shower afterwards. I weigh myself and I've lost. Like I'm down to like, I'm sitting at like 178, 178.
Now, wait a minute. You weighed yourself how quickly? You weighed yourself like that morning and you weighed something different, or what are we talking?
I mean, I've been weighing myself. I weigh myself consistently.
Okay.
And I've been sitting at like, I want to be like 168, 165.
Sure. Good goal.
I've been sitting at like 178.
Got it.
I finally walk in. I'm like, ooh, I feel thin right now.
This is my moment.
This is going to be it. And I weigh it out and I'm at 174. So that was a nice drop. We got a 4-pound drop. I'm like, okay, I'm there. I go to dinner last night. Ribs.
Yep.
Mac and cheese.
You're making the right decision.
No, I'm making
the right decision. No, you're saying this like it's the wrong decision, but this was the right decision.
You were
in your best place. You were feeling as good as you could feel. Celebratory meal. That's how you do that. I know you put on calories or something and you might have gained the weight back. No, go ahead. Keep telling me how this was a mistake. You're wrong, though.
Salad. Ribs,
yep.
Mac and cheese,
yep.
Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's who needs those. Go ahead, keep going.
And a couple of beers.
Okay.
Weigh myself today. 179.
Perfect. I mean,
I had it for a minute.
These wrestlers, these guys, even the UFC guys, they drink a whole bunch of water and they lose 10 pounds in a day, though? Do you think it could be something like that? Maybe you were just full. Maybe when you go weigh yourself right now, Mark, you're back down to where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And you had one celebratory meal that you deserved.
I just want to see that. I want to see 160-something one more time. 407 texting in. Where's 407? Do you know?
I think that's Florida.
Florida, I think. Is that Florida? Florida sinkholes. This is true. Unfortunately, an adult son was in his room when a sinkhole opened up.
Orlando.
The rest of the family got out, but he did not make it.
Holy. Holy
Very
geez.
Scary. By the way, great show tonight from
thank
the 407. Thank you, 407.
Well, from the 8152, you were saying that Nick D scares you. Nick D and Mr. Fix-It are my two favorite shows on the G, but you guys are right up there. Great show. Thank you.
This is we can't really be your favorite show, though.
No, we've done one.
This is
insane.
That's very nice of you.
It's not even our favorite show on the station right now, but thank you very much for that. We have Michael on the line with another pizza recommendation. I'm thrilled that we're just getting these, and I hope it's a New York pizza, but I'm going to think it's not. Michael?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's the pizza recommendation for us?
I was going to say Vito and Nick's on the south side of Chicago.
Great call, Vito and Nick's. I love Rose. Have you met Rose?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Rose is a really sweet owner there. She's wonderful. She's a little older, but she's so lovely and so sweet and working every day. She's one of those people that's there all the time. Next time you go in, ask for Rose and tell her WGN told you to do it.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
On Pulaski.
Yeah.
But the one opened up in Mokina, but they shut down. I'm out in Frankfurt now.
Oh, got it.
Do you work for them, Michael?
No, I'm an electrician.
Okay.
Nice.
What are you doing up right now at 418? Tell us about your life for 5 seconds.
I got kind of into working today. I was going to have a nice 3-day weekend, do some housework, do some gardening. But they need some people in this morning to pull some cables, so I'm on my way.
You know what you're a winner, man.
Yeah, seriously.
I hope they appreciate you. Do they appreciate you?
Somewhat. You know, the more you do, the less they appreciate you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, one more. I'm gonna say Nancy Stuff Pizza.
Say that again.
Nancy Stuff Pizza.
See, Nancy doesn't get the love it deserves. I enjoy a Nancy's.
No, they got a great stuff pizza.
I feel you. I agree. Thanks, Michael. Appreciate you.
Oh, one more thing, Carm.
Yeah, bud.
You know you're gonna be on Spies Like Us.
Oh, yeah, because you talked about Nick D. He does a segment, which I used to produce, Spies Like Us. Yeah, they're going to play back that whole thing about how you think he's going to kill you.
That I'm afraid of Nick and he's going to kill me.
By the way, if he does want to kill you at all and he hears that, he is going to kill you. Like, you are probably going to get killed after that, because that was a lot of that.
I'm legit terrified.
You should be afraid. You got till Friday, though. All right. Thank you very much, Michael. You have a good night. You should be scared, Carm, because literally he'll hear this Friday morning. You might not be here Saturday.
I think we're at an off time enough that maybe this won't get back to me. That's my...
I don't know. Michael's sending it in. Michael, you better be emailing Nick right now because that's going out there.
Don't do that, Michael. Don't do that. That's okay.
Yeah, do it. You do you. Well, Carm, so tell me, you said that you regret some of these great meals that you have after a really good workout. Do you feel the same way if you work out and then you have like a really healthy meal? Do you get that same kind of positive? Because to me... eating something really healthy, which my wife tries to make me do every so often, is kind of depressing. There's nothing really fun, and I know this is a horrible thing to say, but there's nothing fun about looking at a plate and seeing salad and a bunch of other things that just aren't really appealing. There's no ribs there, like you said. There's no redeeming menu item. Now, he's sitting down.
Let me sit down
and
really get in here.
Yeah, really.
See, here's the thing. I love... a double cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
With a grilled onion.
Yep.
Ketchup only. You really don't need to do more than that. I love a milkshake. I love a mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm having a raspberry or a blueberry.
You don't have joy. Don't finish this with you have joy.
Or, I'm telling you.
A raspberry.
Well, no.
Okay,
if I have a container of raspberries.
Sure.
If I crush a blueberry, I knock down an asparagus and a salmon.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's not like it's great, but it's not terrible.
You feel happy because you finish the meal and you don't have to eat it anymore. That's what you feel happy about when it's over, is that it's done. Because it's terrible.
I'm telling you, they got a great salmon at the Hole in the Wall. It's delicious. they put a little jalapeno on there, a little avocado. I mean,
How did you eat when you were younger, when you were like, you know, teenager? Were you one of those pretty much all of us terrible teenager?
I come from the Carmen family where there was always a balance of we should eat healthy, but you know my father, who's 90 years old, God bless him. I mean, he would, like, when he was, you know, you go back to the 1960s, he'd be like just sucking the fat off of a steak and just living that type of dream. He'd eat things like schmaltz. You know what schmaltz is?
No, I don't. You got to explain that to me.
Schmaltz is like I think that's like the chicken fat. Badish knows what schmaltz is.
Badish loves it.
You spread it on bread. It's like pure fat, just spread on bread and you put some salt on there or some, whatever it is.
See, when I was a teenager, I was left to my own devices. My mother thought that by that age, you can cook your own meals. And so there was a time when I think I had chicken nuggets, frozen chicken nuggets for a solid week. There was a solid week there where I kept opening the freezer. That was the easiest item to make. And so I made it, and then I made it again. And that is the guy that now, in his 30s, is trying to reshape that diet.
That's tough. That's
it is. To enjoy that salad, to enjoy those other things is really difficult.
Let's start at square one.
Okay, go ahead.
What's breakfast? What do you do?
Oh, breakfast is a tough meal. I have an odd schedule, so when I eat breakfast, that happens at like 1:10. It happens all over the place. I've had breakfast at 1 o'clock.
Of course.
In the afternoon. And it's typically just cereal. It's some Cheerios, maybe a Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
Something like that, or a Pop-Tart. Something really terrible.
So what's your big meal?
My big meal is dinner. I know that's wrong, right? That's the wrong way to do that. Tell me, what is your big meal?
I'm trying to make it.
Do you have a big breakfast? Because that's the healthy way to do this.
I'm stumbling over my
big
meal.
Yeah, you're paying attention to the text, too. Well, don't be afraid of Nick. That's what the 847 is telling you. He's okay. He's harmless.
I'm a little scared of Nick D. I am. It's true. My big meal generally, on a weekend, it's lunch.
Okay.
I love to crush a lunch and have a nice just little nap before.
You're a good cook, too?
No, I'm terrible.
Okay.
But I can, you know, I can get her done.
All right.
But if I have a big meal at lunch during the week, then I'm just going to fall asleep at work, and that's just not a good plan.
Well, and you work out in the mornings. That's when you decide to do that. So you're working out, you're having, what, a protein shake, and then by the time you get to lunch, you're starving?
I rarely get that worked out done in the morning.
Oh, really? It seemed like this is something you were doing every day, which, again, is something that...
I was trying to build that.
The healthy people in my life I know, they work out in the morning. This seems like a trick to all this. I don't know if your body is just ready to shed pounds in the morning. Is that how that works?
I do think, like, the hyper successful, they're all working out at 5 a.m. they're just up.
They're awake right now. They're in a gym right now.
Right. And, well, part of that is because they're so high strung that they can't sleep. And that's right.
Yeah, no, they're so dead. Yeah, you're right.
It's a true story. Like, you're right. When you're driven to that level, it's just hard for you to turn it off.
Well, even, and like our planner who came in and told us how to plan your day, there's some part of that too where you say to yourself, I can't do every day. Like, I can't be at a 10 at 8 o'clock in the morning every day. I can't get there at 7 or 6 o'clock when other normal humans wake up. That is hard. That is hard to wake up out of bed, brush your teeth, and be immediately ready to go.
The first 5 minutes are the hardest. But once you've done it, you're in. I got something for you coming back in a second.
No, go ahead. Okay.
You've been wanting to talk sports.
I have. And I also want to say real quick, one more question for you on this topic. How many alarms have you slept through? Because I said when we started the show that I slept through 6 alarms today. That is a lot of alarms.
I'll tell you something. Tonight, I was in the danger zone.
Really?
Coming in? You know, I was at home, I'm prepping, I'm watching.
Sure, take a nap.
So I figured I need to take a little bit of a nap. I did not set an alarm.
Oh, that is the danger zone.
I mean, I just, because I...
I would not have made this alone, Mark.
I mean, I got up, and I wake up, I look at the clock, it's 12:45. Okay? I mean, that's the danger zone.
That's
right,
scarier
there
than a sinkhole to me. With the industry that we're in, what you just said is scarier than a sinkhole. I will find out what sports topic you want to talk about when we come back from this. You want to send us the break?
Move over, Porky, because cow is king. This is my new favorite read, by the way. This is amazing. This week, Brittany and Elliot are checking out the best beef in town, Chicago's best Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. The dedication to your job. That is the sports topic I'm going to...
Ooh, I like this tease.
Yes, yeah. Get into next on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, I'm Mark Carmen, he's Craig Collins. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend, your Memorial Day weekend. Thank you to all our veterans. Looking forward to doing Bike the Drive on Sunday. You're not going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Oh, you are going to be there.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I got a bike today from Cozy's for this.
What am I talking about? You guys went...
We Facebook Lived the heck out of it.
I watched.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, we said hi to you. We thought you were trapped in the back of the van.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
It's a good joke.
I just wanted to be there so badly.
No, that was nice.
So, yeah, I was at the Cub game today, and there was you and Patty tooling around in the WGN.
By the way, real quick, they offered us electric bikes, which were $10,000 a pop.
These
electric.
Serious?
They would have let us have them for the weekend. I could be in possession of an electric bike right now. I wouldn't have even had to bike the drive. I would have casually pedaled and gone 25 miles an hour.
What's your strategy as we talk about your life off your Sunday morning? We're all leaving from here. Are you coming down here at 5 in the morning?
I don't know. Well, Patty has the fan van, and I feel like both our bikes are in there. I can just find the fan van, and that's how I'm going to live my day. That's okay. When I'm going to get there.
I don't know what I'm doing. Very confused.
We're having a team meeting here?
Yeah, we're having a team meeting here at like 5:45 in the morning with the bike.
Is there going to be stuff? Is there going to be like coffee, donuts, that kind of thing?
I'm sure that there's something nice going on.
Bad right before a long bike ride to load up?
Probably not a great idea. probably not the best idea.
All right, Mark, thank you.
Okay, moving along to an actual topic. So, yeah. Craig, what do you do at 2 in the morning?
At 2 in the morning, I'm signing off my show.
If you had something really important to do at 8 o'clock the next day, if you were not doing, let's say you had a big day, like the biggest day of your life,
sure.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock,
all right.
It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you need to be in bed?
Absolutely.
I
4 hours is the absolute least that I can sleep and actually be functioning at all. But yeah, 6 hours sounds also terrible, but at least a little better.
All right, so here it is. Two Toronto Raptor players. They were... They lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The series is over. Two Raptors players spotted at a Cleveland casino at 2 in the morning. hours before they took the court in game five, which was an 8
o'clock. See, no, I hear these stories every so often. Michael Jordan was criticized for gambling, probably fairly so, but...
Not fairly so.
Okay, not fairly
in
so.
In my opinion.
But that game that they had was not at 8 o'clock in the morning. That game that they were playing,
no,
they
I
were not...
If I said 8 in the morning, I didn't mean that. Eight at night, the
okay.
next night.
So if you're up till 2 in the morning and you have something to do at 8 o'clock the next day, of course, that's fine. Why? What about that is wrong? You get more than 8 hours of sleep, you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a story. This is a legit thing.
Okay.
And people are on Damari Carroll and Corey Joseph, who once again got eliminated tonight.
Sure.
For being at a casino at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And reporting it. Can we stop? My 1 second... of willing to do sports with you tonight is leave.
I broke him.
Leave professional athletes alone if they're at a casino at 2 in the morning. Is that a joke? And I'll give you one more sports.
Okay, go ahead.
Little sports.
I think we also have a break and we're kind of late for news, but go ahead. Give me the other one.
Oh.
No, give it to me. Tell me.
Well, there was big news this week around the Bulls and Joakim Noah saying that Joe Colley had a report in the Chicago Sun-Times saying that Noah's done with the Bulls.
You think that's true? He's not fitting into the new system.
It's got nothing to do with... They want him back. John Paxson wants him back. I'm sure Fred Hoiberg would take him back. But he just sees the dysfunction that is the Chicago Bulls and the general manager that is Gar Forman. And here's a guy who has Noah's foundation.
Yeah.
Heart and soul player. The epitome of the Chicago Bulls, of what the Bulls are. Hardworking... lunch bucket. He plays for the guy, which he said, in the last row in the stadium. The guy that's who he plays for. That's who he identifies with. And that guy wants to leave the team, supposedly. It is the most damning rip of the organization by anyone. Scottie Pippen had his problems with Jerry Krause back in the day. Michael Jordan the same. Phil Jackson walked away from here. All of that happened. Joakim Noah, lunch bucket guy, saying that he doesn't want to be, you know, he hasn't said it yet. I mean, it's an alleged report and has told people all that. But Joakim Noah not wanting to play here, if that's how it ends up turning out, the Bulls want him, and this dude who has repped this city, is how he puts it, wants to play elsewhere, harsher words could never be spoke about the organization.
The Bulls are hitting a sinkhole as well, is what you're telling me.
That's
they are in a full sinkhole.
That is it's a massive sinkhole.
Oh, my
sinkhole.
God. Uh-oh. Nice. Listen to this music at 4:38 in the morning. I like this, Shantae. Very nice. Carms and Collins, 720 WGN Radio. We're with you for another 22 minutes. And then it's all over. It's been good.
No, it's not all over. It's just the beginning. We're going sidewalk show 5 to 6. We'll be out.
Yeah, that's right.
The corner of Michigan and Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wants to come by, we'll have less exciting gift cards to give away. Maybe $5 to CVS Pharmacy. I have a uplifting topic, Mark, if you want to hear it, for this holiday weekend.
Free hugs. Let's get there.
Free hugs is better. That's a better prize.
We'll give some free hugs. And let me just say before you get into your topic, because I just thought about being on the street and doing that.
I love this. Okay, go ahead.
Well, now I'm going segue like out of nowhere.
Please, go ahead.
Out of nowhere, stairs. The Walking Man, which I meant to talk about the other night with you.
Oh yeah.
Like, I just want to give props to the Walking Man, who I never knew was a thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I thought that I was the only dude that just noticed the Walking Man all the time because I'd see him randomly wherever across the city, and then I see on Twitter earlier in the week. Walking Man, I'm like, what is that?
why is it trending?
And for whatever reason, you know, I just didn't click on it. And then I, you know, come to learn that our guy who got beat up, tragically, and I think he's, I guess he's okay. I haven't seen a couple updates lately. But I mean, I didn't realize that the Walking Man was basically an icon of homeless people in the city. I mean, that's really what he is.
Right.
I mean, he is the face of the Chicago homeless community. And they got quotes from his family and everything else, how he's just always... And everyone's saying, like, he never was a problem, the nicest guy going. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit afraid of the Walking Man. because I never knew what was going on with the Walking Man. But it turns out if I had ever talked to the Walking Man, I would have found out that the Walking Man is a great dude.
He's a great dude.
He just wants to be left alone.
For anyone that doesn't know, this is a Chicago guy that walks around downtown. He is known as the Walking Man or the Walking Dude. He's a mostly silent wanderer of the downtown streets with wavy hair and a thick mustache.
And he wears a sport coat.
He wears a sports coat. And he's awesome. He's exactly what you said. He's the face of a specific community here in the city.
He looks like he's going to, you know, his law office more than he looks like he's a homeless guy, mm-hmm. really. But he's a homeless guy.
Yeah.
And has had apartments and whatnot.
Right.
But just a different dude. And yet he's doing the Walking Man act. He's just walking wherever he's walking. And somebody chooses to be a complete lunatic and beat the living daylights.
That makes no sense attack a guy like that.
Yeah, so I'm sorry that just popped in my head.
No, that's fine. I said uplifting story, and you told me Walking Man gets beat on the streets. So
That's bad.
No, you were very helpful. Actually pick us up from the sadness that just caused.
the Walking Man, I can't wait to see you back out there, Walking Man. Hope you're listening. I know you're not, but if you are, we see you, Walking Man, and we feel you. And
we feel
you.
We do love you. Okay, do you want to hear something positive, though?
I do.
Something very happy? Okay, cool. After the shakeup, the TSA wait lines in Chicago have dropped to less than 10 minutes. TSA wait lines to go to O'Hare Midway, 10 minutes. That's insane. We were talking about this week, 3 hours? I showed up at the airport to send my wife off to Mexico 3.5 hours before our flight, and she barely got through security. And now it's 10 minutes long. You don't even have to, you could show up 15 minutes before your flight, make it. Probably not a good idea.
I really didn't understand when the whole, I was confused by that one too. Like, why is it so long?
It was awful.
Because they just lost a ton of workers.
Nothing was open. We went early in the morning too, which maybe that's normal. There was only one gate open for all of us. There was only one security entrance. And there's several in the airport. Can't we get a few more people around?
I mean, they just hired up a bunch of people, and that's some outstanding problem solving.
Yeah, that's some outstanding problem solving, how quickly that turned around. And actually, there were a lot of conspiracy theorists, myself kind of included, because there was a woman walking around while we were there promoting, I would say, the pre-check. She was saying, who's pre-check? Who's pre-check? Are you pre-check? Oh, okay, no, sorry. And that really, to me, felt like that was a judgment, lady. You just judged me for not being pre-check. But now, cured. Problem solved.
And a lot of people hate the media, and sometimes I hate the media, even though I'm a part of the media.
Yeah, you are part of the media.
The media in this particular story mm-hmm. deserves credit.
Yeah.
They shined a huge light on what was going on, and I'm guessing...
And the internet. Honestly, the social media aspects of this, too, because the media picked up on it because everyone on Facebook was complaining.
Yeah, when I say media, that includes all forms.
Right.
I mean...
Well, social media is a different animal. You can't say that that's the media. What I watch on TV, what I see in the news, is different than what people tweet at me. Even if it's 100,000 people tweeting the same thing, that brain is even crazier than the media brain.
That's true. But whatever you want to put it under, social media, regular media, the fact that there was so much attention on what was going on at the airport, bam, problem solved. we're worried you're going to go drive because gas is cheap right now. I can get in my car and drive 5 hours.
I was driving to New York for my friend's wedding in a couple weeks, and now I am flying. It's not because of this story. It's actually several reasons. But I'm going to blame it on this story. I'm going to say that it's the 10-minute wait, but we were going to drive up until a few days ago.
Okay.
Do you like a long drive? Are you a guy that doesn't mind getting in a car, maybe making a few stops and driving 15 hours?
That I can do it.
That's not my question. Do you like it? Is there something romantic? Is there something romantic about being on the road for a while? I think there's something romantic about that.
I like the accomplishment of having done it.
Okay.
I like the fact that nowadays when you're making a huge drive, for us, I can listen to 17 million podcasts. I can have a great music. It's a whole journey.
Yeah.
So I think doing a car ride now is way more comfortable than it was in the past.
You ever listen to yourself? You ever pop yourself in when you're in a car?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Me too. We do it. Why not? I mean, we have it's there. It's sitting there, and I need an hour, and I'm just going to listen to myself.
But it is hard to listen to yourself.
It is.
For me, it is. But I think that's a very key skill in making yourself a better broadcaster. You need to go back and listen to how you sound.
All the time. Amen to that, man. But I just to get back to the drive for a second, because it was hard to convince my wife that this was a good idea. She thinks that a train ride is a lot sexier. That's a lot more fun than a car ride.
I'm with your wife.
Why? What about, what's the, one, I know I'm not in control of the train, but I have a lot less control later. Once I get to my destination, I can't do anything else. I'm at that one spot now, or I walk to another train. Why is it not more fun to have a car and drive around on your own? And maybe if you see like a museum, I would go to the crazy museum on the way. That sounds fun. The train's not going to stop for all of us to go to the mustard museum. They're not all coming with.
No, but the beauty of the train ride is this. How long is the train ride that we're talking about?
Oh, this is New York. This is Chicago to New York. So this is, I think, like a 16-hour train ride because it's longer than a drive even.
Okay. So in your life, every single day, you have something that you have to do, right?
Yeah.
What's next? I got to go to work. I got to do my laundry. Whatever it is. When you get on a 16-hour train ride, for the next 16 hours,
yeah,
you have absolutely nothing to do.
I'm also a caged animal. I'm also trapped, and I don't have a big compartment to myself. I can't get out and stretch my legs. I am in this box with these two other people. I mean, I can walk around the train.
Right.
But that's not better. I can't be outside. I can't do.
You can go to the bar car. you can just walk. There's plenty of, you can get up.
We only have 14 minutes left, but I'm really curious. 312-981-7200 for anyone. Text, call. What's better, a long train ride or a long drive? I swear that it's the freedom of a drive.
There is so much romance on the rail.
Oh, no, there's not. You're caged.
Can I get a city
box?
Can I get a City of New Orleans, please, Shante?
Or just at least an amen. No, you're wrong. I'm just going to tell you you're wrong. And 312-981-7200, someone please back me up because it's freedom. You can go anywhere you want. And plus, I had planned on leaving a day early so we could drive up to Niagara Falls. We could go wherever we wanted.
But that's a whole other animal.
Why is that a different animal? Still.
Because now you're talking about like a whole vacation.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about getting.
One place.
Yes. You need to be X to Z, X to Y, whatever, in 15 hours. You can do it on. Basically, let's say it just times out the same. Train, car, and finances are not in there. Dude, you can just get
Have you done this before? Have you taken a long train ride?
No, that's part of the reason why. Well, yeah, I mean, I did do the solo travel through Europe.
Look at that, 815, by far a drive. Absolutely correct. I'm curious, 815, have you ever driven a motorcycle, too? Because I was a motorcycle owner, and I think that's part of it. I connected with the outside world when I was driving a motorcycle, and it felt so good.
Well, okay, now motorcycle, if we're going all...
No, I'm not. I don't say we have to compare that, because that is, I have to be the best answer. Car over train, always, 630. Look at this, this could be a slam dunk. You're going to get no support. And Patty agrees with you. Everybody that I talked to on the shows that we did agreed with you. But to me, it has to be. Just imagine how screwed you'd be if the train derailed. Yeah, exactly correct. And you're probably just as screwed if the car breaks down.
Way more likely that you're going to be in a car crash than a train derailment.
Drive. Long train ride sucks. 708, preach. Let's do this. Let's make this a slam dunk. I prefer driving, the freedom of the open road, 815. God, I love the listeners. WGN Radio, you guys are coming in so great right now. You are making this so wonderful for me. My first time hosting. I talked about myself way too much to begin the show. I begged for support at the end of the show.
I disagree.
And you crushed it.
I disagree. I think you didn't talk about yourself enough, to be honest.
But look at it. Look what's happening right now. Nobody, don't break my heart. The first text that breaks my heart, don't do it. Don't tell me you like the train better. I don't know why I'm connecting so much with this story. Car over train. Trains are noisy. Carmen.
312. That's from Carmen Sperry, too.
That's Carmen Sperry, yeah, 219.
Well, I'm not related to. 312-981-7200.
Wait a minute. We got phone calls, too.
Yes, we do.
Janet, you're on the air with us.
Oh, my God, take a car.
Oh, my God, you're so right, take a car. Why would you get in a train?
You miss so much of the country.
Oh, you do. You miss everything.
I haven't been on vacation like in a couple of years, and I'm jonesing just to get in the car and drive. My niece and her boyfriend have 2 weeks vacation, and they just got in the car and decided they're going to go see Yellowstone and Grand Teton. And they were like, we're not flying. We want to see America.
Exactly. And they're going to go for 2 weeks. They're going to drive all over the place. They're going somewhere,
Jenny,
but they're not going just there. They're going everywhere.
You're not playing the game fairly. You do not have time for, like, side trips. It's a
no,
one shot.
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do.
When we went to Colorado, we stopped at Wall Drug, South Dakota.
Yep.
We went
you do
everywhere.
That. You live your best life, as Mark would say. And your best life is in a car.
Yep, because you see America.
Oh, and thank you, Janet, for calling in, and thank you, WGN Texters. Still, no one has said train.
I just have one more thing
to
say. There was a man when we were on vacation in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan, whose wife had Alzheimer's. They would fly everywhere. he was taking her on a trip to every state so she could see it before she lost her memory.
That's awesome.
Because she never got to see it flying for business.
That is awesome.
That's very cool. Yeah. Janet.
Kyle, over.
Janet, thank you so much. That was uplifting.
Thank you.
And you're very, very smart.
Happy Memorial Day. God bless America.
God bless America. You are very intelligent.
708.
We finally, I know, it ruined it.
Train over car all before, the way times 100.
Before we get to the 708, we have to read the couple other texts that came in. I drive a van. I can have it there quickly. And he loves a motorcycle. That's from the 219. From the 847, try a bus if you don't like the train. Chicago to New York, that's from Aaron. I think a bus is kind of the same as a train, though, because I don't have control. I mean, we're going to stop at least and go to the bathroom and get out.
The bus is death.
Yeah, the bus sounds terrible.
The bus is brutal.
You're stuck in there like a little sausage with other people.
The bus stops every 5 minutes. Right. That's the biggest problem. Did you read the 219, I drive a van?
Yeah, I did. I did read the doctor.
Where was
driver
I?
Van.
Was I here?
Yeah, I think you were sitting right there, actually. You might have fallen asleep because I heard you can do that anywhere. Earlier in the show, I learned that, Mark, you can go to sleep in a lot of places. I can't.
There's some train building momentum
we're
going on.
Flood of text messages here.
Train building momentum.
Oh, no. I drive so much for work that a train ride would be great. Different scenery and not having any responsibility. I would love to take the train to Seattle. 815, I think that's different. I think if you drive for work, none of us want to do work when we're on vacation. And if your job is to drive, then the minute you get in that car, even if it's a vacation, you feel like you're at work. So that's a different animal to me. I don't think that counts.
Completely counts, and it's yet another vote for the avalanche that is the train. Craig, when I was at...
Don't have time for some crappy three-hour layover in a train station. Amen, 815. Go ahead. What were you saying?
When I was having my midlife crisis at 30, which is my third midlife crisis...
I'm having one now.
Okay. So I did the quit my job, travel to Europe, two-monther.
Yeah.
When I would get on the overnight eight-hour train ride from, say, call it Rome down to Sicily...
Okay.
There was nothing more peaceful. I knew for those next 8 hours I had nothing to do, didn't have to think about a drop, and then when I got off, oh my God, where am I going to stay? Where's my hostel? What am I going to do? There was anxiety to come roaring in. But when I would get on the train and just...
I don't know why you feel like you have a lot to do when you're just driving to one place. Yes, you're driving a car. Yes, there's other cars on the road that you have to pay attention to. But other than that, you're really doing this. You're just commuting. By the way, more text, train ride, trains rule, apparently, from the 815 and the 262. And then another one from a different 815. You can see things you can't when you're in a car. And that's the exact point. You can have a real impromptu vacation that in a train, you're just sitting in a car with people. You're not seeing sights.
You realize that they said you can see things you can't from the car.
No, that what they mean, though, 815, go ahead and give us clarity. I read it correctly. What he's saying is, or she's saying, is that the car is better because you can see more things. That's what he's saying, or she's saying. I know that. 815 supporting me, for sure. Hanging your head out the window when you're tired, no way, take the train. Amen, 708. That's crazy. Who would do that? Would you hang your head out of the train? There's no joy in that. You're getting distracted by the text.
No, but I'm telling you that text...
No, 815 is a train guy.
No, the 708's a train guy. Hanging your head out the window when you're tired. No way, take the train.
No way. No way, take the train. I'm reading them the way I read them, Carm. Hang your head out the window in a car. You're not going to do it in a train.
These people are with me.
No.
You can see things you can't from the car.
You're right about
the
708. I got a little overzealous there. The 708, you're absolutely right. I read that completely wrong. But the one before it, I was reading correctly. Sometimes I correct English and sometimes I just can't read it.
Open for my own interpretation here.
Okay.
Train, once in a lifetime trip out west through the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Audi's car, hands down.
All right.
Okay, so now we're...
Oh, no, she's pointing at the phone and I didn't want to do this.
Now we're...
Brian, you're on the air. Carms and Collins, 312-981-7200 for anybody else.
Brian?
Brian, are you there? Brian, he's not there? All right, hold on. Let me do this. I think I hit the buttons wrong.
Oh, Brian, you're on the air.
Oh, wait, now we hear ourselves. Turn off the radio, Brian.
All right, I did.
All right, thanks, buddy. What do you want to say?
Train over car, without a doubt.
Why? For what reason?
Especially, I mean, you're doing a 16-hour trip.
Yeah.
You're gonna be so tired driving, and if you're the passenger, then yeah, you're gonna see great, great things. But as a driver, you're focused on the road anyway, so you're really not gonna see that much on a train. Especially, you know, these Amtrak's, they have a lot of the cars, they have the 360-degree view. Or, you know, they've got the windows all over the place, and I don't know. I I could not see. I've done cross-country driving, and I would love to do the
track. Mark, you seem like you want to jump on this, but I do have a response to him. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, no, I was just envisioning being on the train with a loved one. You can hold hands. You can. I mean, there's lots of options, right?
You can do anything. You have no responsibility. You don't have to worry about getting tired. I mean,
you don't have full control, though. The thing that you said about not being able to pay attention to the scenery.
You're going to fly anyway.
Wait a minute, though.
On the airplane.
Not being able to pay attention to the scenery. You're right. Well, you're driving, you can't. But you know what I can do? Pull over and get out.
Brian,
every so often, I can get out.
Brian, I appreciate
you
it.
You can on the train, too, because...
No, they don't let you out. You're stuck in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's stops. It's not like you're going nonstop to New York. There'd be stops in between, and they're like half-hour stops.
All right, man. Okay. I'm not cutting you off. I swear we're up against a break, but thank you for the call,
no
Brian.
Problem, man.
Way to stick to your guns, Brian. Craig's...
We got Tony real quick, Tony, real quick. Just say what you want to say. What is it, train, car?
We took the train to Seattle a couple of years ago, and it was a wonderful time. You sit back and you enjoy looking at the scenery. You don't have the pressure of having somebody cutting you off.
Mm-hmm.
I usually drive, but we took it, and it was great. And yes, there are half-hour stops to refill the train with diesel. And you can walk over to the little town there and back as long as you make it in time.
You don't pick those stops. You can't go off to the Mustang Museum if you want to go there.
Doesn't matter. You're not in control. This is what it comes down to. Collins is a control freak. We just found out.
Thank you, Tony, for the call, man. Thank you.
He's got...
All right, have a good night.
So you just have to enjoy where
Apparently,
they stop.
I do, but I need to pick those stops for everyone on the train. This is Carms and Collins, WGN. We're